7th, 6, War Baby, number 6. Race 8, 7, Melbourne Estate, 12, Mr. Bellagio, 7 and 12. Race 9, it's 1, Bourbon Road, 6, Gouldian, 15, Reset Me, I'm Wild, and the emergencies 20 and 21, 1, 6, 15, 20 and 21. And at Morfettville Parks this afternoon, the weather is fine, it's a soft 6, the rail's out 9 metres from the 1,000 to the winning post and 6 metres for the remainder. The scratchings are one, race 1, number 6, Sparrows, number 6. Races 2 and 3 are clear. The 4th, it's number 1, Fine Approach, number 1. Race 5, 2 Cheryl's Horse, 3 Mr. 111, 6 Birds of Tokyo and 8 Celtic Prince, 2, 3, 6 and 8. Race 6, 4 Step the Pedal and 11 Miss Julia, 4 and 11. The 7th, number 1, Cashed and 8 Golden Century, 1 and 8. And in race 8, number 2, Love What She Brings, 10 Red Begonia, and at number 16 is also out, The Other Guy, 2, 10 and 16. Rounds out our scratchings this morning. That's Morfettville Parks. Sky Sports Radio, great to have you with us on Racing HQ across both radio and television. Our preview of Sydney coming up next.
What a racing week it's been at Grafton, and Sunday's finale promises more fireworks. The $30,000 McLean Cup is the race day highlight. And don't forget Gary Cleese's tip at 10. Race day morning on Racing HQ.
The world's greatest fortnight of tennis is now on, and you won't want to miss a game, set or match this Wimbledon with our great odds and offers. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
2017 was Inglis' greatest ever select yearling sale season. Inglis Classic, introducing Riverside Stables to the world. Melbourne Premier, the newest member of the Millionaires Club. And Inglis Easter averaged 73% higher than the nearest Southern Hemisphere yearling sale. Entries for the 2018 Inglis Yearling Sale Series are now open. Enter online at inglis.com.au.
Your business needs a cash injection to grow, but the banks say no.
You need it nice and simple, and they still say no.
You don't want to hand over the deed to your house, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Enjoy the best of winter-listed racing from the opulence of the Grandview Restaurant at Royal Randwick. Indulge in a 3-course meal and beverage package designed by our award-winning executive chef.
Located on level 1 of the QE2 Grandstand,
the Grandview is perfectly positioned to view all the action on the track. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au.
That's theatc.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio and on Sky Racing 1. Great to have you with us. We're about to start the Sydney preview, but before we do that, let's check in with Acting Chief Steward Philip Dingwall. Good morning to you, Philip.
Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Winter Stakes Day today. Looks a really good program. What do you have from us from the stewards' room?
Yeah, we've got a couple. The first race, Calculated, at his first start, began awkwardly and shifted in. He raced keenly in the early and middle stages, and he's got a gear change on today with a cross noseband. And that performance certainly gave merit to the win. Condor in the same race began awkwardly in the first race, began awkwardly and shifted in, and approaching the 1,000 metres became awkwardly placed on heels and was checked, and he ran a nice second behind Hulali. We go down to race 3, Bilali. Over the final 75 metres, couldn't be fully tested. Look, he always gets back, and there's plenty of pace in this race, so he gets a chance to sit back off them and run on with clear running. Should be better suited getting away from heavier tracks as well. Race 4, Emperor's Way. He didn't have a lot of luck at his last start at Canterbury. He was obliged to race wide without cover throughout. The rider did report that on straightening after his mount was bumped, it became badly unbalanced and commenced to give ground, and that was, in his view, there was something amiss with the horse, and he didn't ride it out to the line, and a post-race at the exam didn't reveal any abnormalities, but I understand the stable has submitted a vet clearance irrespective, and all appears well with Emperor's Way. It's going to race five, horse number two, pick me up for the majority of the race, travel wide and without cover. Although it's back in trip here today, he draws well for the first time since being first up, and with a likely fast tempo, that'll suit him ridden patiently, and he should be closing off. Going to race six, ins and outs. The post-race vet found the horse to be lame. The trainer also stated that the gelding didn't appreciate racing on heavy tracks. But the blinker's come off today, and he could be ridden with a bit of cover, and he gets onto an improved surface, and possibly the addition of a senior rider as well will assist. We go down to race seven, Extensible. He was a change of track tactics with an option to be ridden more forward last time. He settled off the pace and raced wide and without cover. He's got an inside draw today, and he should have a much softer run following a good tempo here. Just going down to the last race, Collateral. It's a subject of an adjourned inquiry at the moment. But look, he ran on strongly from his last position at Warwick Farm. And with the benefit of a senior rider on today, he could be a little bit more forward. That's about the day in with the stewards room anyway, Jason.
Fantastic, Philip. I look forward to a good day today at Rose Hill. Have a good one.
Great, thank you. Bye.
Philip Dingwall with that stewards report. A few to come out of the stewards room there, right?
Mm, yeah, and a couple of important ones.
Yeah.
And look, Collateral particularly, we all saw what happened last week, didn't we? That was at the 2,500-metre race at Warwick Farm and just got into an awkward spot too far back. Back to 2,000 metres today off a decent tempo. He could bounce back.
Yeah, he just keeps on rolling, doesn't he? Yeah, anyway, we'll find out a bit more in the preview. And both of our team are on board now with Mike Fraser joining us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jason. Good morning, Raymond. Nice to be here. It's someone else that was in a bit of an awkward spot on Wednesday night was the State of Origin team of yours. I just like to make
was
a special.
Was it a game Wednesday night?
Yeah, I let's just make a special thank you to Laurie Failey and his 17 band of chokers.
I'll tell you what, Mike. I reckon we saw New South Wales' next halfback last night. Nathan Cleary, did you see what he did to the Warriors?
Yeah, mate. Think ahead. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. I've kept all the newspapers for the last few weeks, and I just have a little giggle every time I read them. You pick up Thursday morning's Daily Telegraph front page, not a mention of State of Origin.
No, funny
anyway.
We just resign ourselves to it now, New South Wales.
Let's get down to serious matters. We've got interesting meeting today. We've got a 6.5-metre rail, and I've been keeping records of track biases and rail movements since the mid-'80s. It's the first time I can ever remember a 6.5-metre rail in my life there. And we've also got a dry winter track. Now, I think with nearly 90% of today's runners coming off wet track runs, we could be open to a few form reversals here or a few horses turning their form around. So I think we should bear that in mind. With this 6.5-metre rail and it being a good protected pad back on the inside, getting to a pad that's a little bit protected, I think the on-paces are definitely going to be suited, and I think it's going to favour some of the inside runners, definitely in the early races.
Well, with some of those form reversals perhaps imminent, we might get some nice value. And to find out all the odds, Nick Quinn is joining us as well. Good morning to you, Quinny.
Yeah, morning, team. Punters off to a very good start with the short odds taken about Mike mentioning Origin in the opening minute saluting already. So hopefully that's a theme for the day that we're going to see.
Indeed.
Okay, right,
exactly. We've moved past that now. Yeah. All right. Nine races are scheduled today. Let's get into the preview. The two-year-old. This is a really good race over 1,400 metres for the youngsters here, Nick, to kick it off.
Colesberg 9 calculated a 260 favourite. Condor 6, Siege of Quebec 290, Stone 8, Tennessee Tango 12, Winners Lane 81. The favourite number 2 calculated, the best back number 4, Siege of Quebec. Has been some good money along the way, 360 down to 290, 2,000 at 320, 1,000 at 3, 1,000 at 290. Punters are with the Waterhouse Bot Runner to upset the favourite in the first.
Yeah, well, they're certainly going to get the on-pace favours, Siege of Quebec. I've got it rolling straight to the front. I think the bottom one, Winner's Lane, won't be too far away from a good draw. Calculated can hold its spot from barrier one, especially up to 1,400. and the other runner there, Condor, has been on pace and off pace in both its runs. So I envisage that it will slide across and maybe sit second or third, covering up a couple of those other runners. But advantage Siege of Quebec in race one.
Yeah, what a way to start the day, Mike. What a terrific clash this is of two boom colts in Calculate and Siege of Quebec. I think Mike's nailed the speed map. You can see Siege of Quebec with Tommy Berry probably controlling the tempo, but Hugh Bowman from that inside gate, I think he'll make sure Calculate is stalking Siege of Quebec from the start. I think these two will single out and draw clear of their rivals. I think going to see two potentially very smart horses. I've gone with the two Calculated. I was just taken by his Canterbury effort. He just showed class. He oozes ability, this colt. And the praise that Hugh Bowman had for him after the race, it just made you sit up and take notice. And he's a lovely looking colt by So You Think, and getting out to the 1400 metres will really suit him. And he was strong late at Canterbury, and he'll be strong late again here at Rose. So I've got him on top number two, Calculated, but very wary of the four, Siege of Quebec. It'll be interesting, Mike, because in a couple of his trials he was deliberately ridden back, but at his debut he was ridden positively, aggressively, and he was strong late, Siege of Quebec. He'll also be suited getting out to the 1400 metres. The tempo, the key, as Mike suggested, he might be able to control in front here, Tommy Berry, and make it tough for Calculator to run him down. The other two chances, I've got a 7 Tennessee Tango and 3 Condor. Look, these horses aren't out of it. Run of the race stuff might be against them today, but Tennessee Tango is certainly one to keep in your black book. His win at Canterbury last start, when he came from well off the speed and finished powerfully, was highly impressive. And the 3 Condors only been in the races twice, two good placings. Last start chased home a smart colt in Hualalai. Comes up against a couple of smart colts again here in Calculate and Siege of Quebec, but good race to start the day, Mike. I'm sticking with 2 Calculated, 2, 4, 7 and 3.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's a ripper of a race. And look, I'm actually going to go with Condor here. It's coming through slightly stronger form lines than the two favourites. It's got the Rose Hill experience. I think if Corey Brown could come across and slide into second or third, I think with that experience under its belt, I think it's going to acquit itself well. It gets onto a dry track for the first time in its life, but it's trialled on dry tracks before and gone quite well. Look, I don't think it's a good thing or anything, but I just think at the price on offer, with a little bit more experience than these other two boom horses, I'm going to lean towards it. To beat Siege of Quebec, look, as Ray said, dug really well, dug deep to win on the Beaumont course on debut. That was over 1250, gets total control here, is fitter, out to 1400, ticks a lot of boxes. Too Calculated, no knock on its win first up there. It did over race a little bit at Canterbury, but dug deep also to win. Gets the rail, it's got the right jockey trainer combination, so, and open to more improvement. And I did hear from a number of sources that Huey says that this could be a Cox Plate horse down the track, so it has got a wrap on it. And for fourth, number six, Stone. This horse is still a maiden, obviously, but has been very, has improved nicely both runs his prep at Canterbury and Warwick Farm, and the most recent run was at this distance. Look, a super little race, 3, 4, 2 and 6.
We'll pass on Darren's tips in just a moment. Race number two is a Fillies and Mares benchmark 84 over 1350, and we do apologise for the audio. We're a bit short on space this morning. We had Trey Quinney in the basement to broadcast today.
That'll teach me for upsetting everyone. Going down the field here, Pioneering 5, Heady Heights 7, Girl Sunday 5, Insensata 390, favourite at that quote, Wangwa 11, Labdian the Money Horse now 440, Maquita 15, Lani Girl 26, then right down the bottom we have number 9, Allura, who's a $51 chance. The best back runner though is the 6, Labdian, $7 initially on offer, has been back down to a $4.40 quote.
Speed in the race. Well, Girl Sunday flies solo here from Allura. I think Pioneering,
they must,
with the blinkers going on, will probably come across and sit into second or third. And Insensata won't be too far away. Although coming back in distance, I think it'll posse up in fourth spot. But Girl Sunday gets an uncontested lead here, Ray.
Yeah, again, that's going to be make it very difficult to run her down. I think she's a terrific chance, Girl Sunday. I'm just hoping that blink is on with Pioneering, Mike, that they might be aggressive and just ensure that Girl Sunday doesn't get that picnic in front. And that's led me towards number two, Hetty Heights here. I loved her comeback run behind Magic Alibi. She worked home very strongly late to run third that day, over 1,200 metres. Got a long way back, but hit the line powerfully. Out to the 1350 on a good race surface this afternoon, ideal for her. The concern, obviously, is the tempo. I'm banking on, as I said, Pioneering, just making sure Girl Sunday doesn't get it easy in front and giving the back markers like Hetty Heights her chance. Second up here, she's still nice and fresh. I think she'll be hard to beat. TAB number two, Hetty Heights, in the second. The danger number three, Girl Sunday. Look, she comes out of the Civic Stakes into a much easier race this afternoon. And as Mike suggested, the race tempo, run of the race stuff's going to suit her here. And she's got a terrific record at Rose Hill over this trip. Girl Sunday back on top of the ground, a big improver. Number one, Pioneering. Look, I don't think her run at Warwick Farm last week was all that bad. She didn't get a lot of galloping room in amongst them late in the race. She's fourth up today, blinkers on. Hugh Bowman staying with her. I'm prepared to give her another chance, Pioneering. She's a better mare than what she's shown in her three runs back. I don't want to knock number four, Insensata, either, because she's as game as they come. Trained by Jason Call, his stable's having a terrific run at the moment, and she comes off a really powerful win over 1,500 metres at Rose Hill last start. Coming back to 1,350, and again, the tempo is against her, but she's so fit, so genuine, she'll be hard to beat. It's a competitive race, Mike. I'm going to gamble on two, Hetty Heights, getting the right sort of a run and the tempo up front to suit her in the second. 2, 3, 1, and 4.
Yeah, great little fillies and mares races. Just, I think, you know, seven of the nine runners have got realistic claims. I'm going to go with Intensata here. She's made nice improvement all four runs. She was off the speed and hit the line strongly in the first three. Stepped out to 1,500 last start, was ridden a little bit closer and got the job done narrowly, but for a decisive win. Comes back in distance. I concede that could be a little bit of a problem, but seeing she was up on the speed last start, I don't mind horses coming back in distance when they're a bit of an on-pace type of a runner. So I think if she posies up maybe, you know, two pairs back behind them, gets the right run in the straight, I think she's going to be hard to beat. Comes back to a dry track, that's not an issue. Her dry track ratings are quite sound. Got her on top of six, Labdian. Here's another one that hasn't been far off in four of its six runs is prep. It's only two failures. They were both on heavy tracks where it went ordinary. Last started, it went around it on the lakeside course with 60 kilos on its back. Was a long way back and ran to the line quite strongly. Dropped 6.5 kilos here. And looks likely to get a reasonably nice run from that good draw. Three for third, Girl Sunday. Pretty much everything Ray said there. You've got to forgive her run in the Civic Stakes. She was eyeballing a horse like the Munster. She gets back to mare's grade. She gets a soft lead. I think the drying track is a big plus for her also. And she gets this really on-pace buyer's favour. For fourth, I'll throw in the top weight Pioneering. Got to be at a peak fitness now. Fourth up on a seven-day backup. The blinker's going on. Huey sticks. And it should be noted that when she's been on a quick backup before, she has reacted well and put in. So I wouldn't say it's D-Day, far from it, but she certainly gets a few favours today. 4, 6, 3, and 1.
Darren Flindell also likes Insensata here. Race 2, number 4, Insensata to beat 3, 6, and 2. And in the first race, incidentally, Siege of Quebec was Darren's tip there, 4 to beat 1, 3, and 2. All right, Quinny, race 3, the Tab Highway.
Bulala 5, Cosmic Rain 5, Northern Conqueror 15, Settlers 71, Surprise Party 4, Buddy on a 750, Malachi Crunchy 34, Imitation Game 19, Arfin Farah 850, and then we've got Star Aspiration, a $9 chance. The best back runner, number 5, Surprise Party, already support today, $4.60 into $4.
Well, the speed in the race is drawn wide. We've got Buddy Honest coming across. And Cosmic Rain drawn outside it. I think both of those will press forward and cover a horse like Surprise Party, which is nicely drawn. It should drop straight into the box seat. Other ones there are Alfin Vara. Now, it depends what Tommy Berry decides to do. It has got pace if they want to utilise it. It's just a matter of whether he can see a spot there in the first four or five or whether he has to drag it back. So it's the fly in the ointment. But I think the wide draws of Buddy Honest and Cosmic Rain will take up the running.
Yeah, Mike, I think we might have found the same horse here, Mike, in Alfin Vara. I've got Buddy Honest highballing it out in front again. He did that last week at Warwick Farm, and I thought he ran a terrific race. And back to 1,100, his natural speed, I think his best suit over this trip. He'll give a sight, but he'll ensure the tempo for some of these horses coming from off-speed like Alfin Vara. Two runs back, He monstered Star of Aspiration late, scoring really impressively at Canberra on the Acton track. Then last start, clashed with Star Aspiration again. They both had zero luck in the race won by Major Sharp. Al Finvarra still trying to get out. Got out way too late inside the final 100 metres and flashed home to run fourth. He's going well, this horse, and good track here at Rose Hill. He'll enjoy the big Rose Hill surface. The tempo's ideal for him. And around about the $8.50 mark, I think he's terrific value, number 9, Al Finvarra. From the 6, Buddy Honest. As I said, he opened up about a 4 or 5 length lead mid-race there at Warwick Farm last week, and he boxed on really well to run fourth, beaten less than a length by Nix Vendetta. It was a terrific run on the quick back-up. Back to 1,100 metres, he'll lead, he'll give him a terrific sight again. Number 11, Star Aspiration. If you like Al Finvarra, you have to include Star Aspiration. This filly is also going particularly well. She won at Canberra 3 runs back, then, as I said, was run down late by Al Finvarra before her last start, third, finishing in front of Al Finvarra. Going well, hard to beat, $9, a good price. Look, no knock on the favourite, number 5, Surprise Party. Any horse that wins 2 of its first 3 has ability. First up here, trained by Matty Dale, who knows how to win these highway races. But I just thought at the $4, Mike, it was rock bottom odds. It's another very open tab highway here, but I thought number 9, Our Finvarra, was terrific value. He'll be charging home late off this hot tempo. In the third, 9, 6, 11 and 5.
Yeah, not a particularly strong highway race, this one, and I'm in total agreement with you there, Ray. I'll tip the same horse, Our Finvarra, for all the same reasons. Hit the line strongly, winning 2 runs back, completely luckless last start, same track and distance. Gets back to a dry track, but in previous campaigns, he's only lightly raced this one. In previous campaigns, he's performed on dry tracks. So I'm going to lean towards him to beat Cosmic Rain. This horse has had the 3 runs as prep for 2 wins. A good winner last start in a class one at Muswellbrook over 1280. Comes back in distance here, but he's another one of these on paces that I don't think it'll be such a detriment to him. Because he just should slide across from that wide draw, get into the first 2 or 3, and be there to acquit himself well. 5 for 3rd, Surprise Party. First up here, no trial to go on, but did win well on debut in a 1,000-metre race at Canberra last preparation. Maps beautifully here, and as we all know, he's coming from the right team, that's for sure. And for 4th, the other one you mentioned there, Star Aspiration, comes out of those same Acton races down there at Canberra, performed well in both of them, and he's another one that's still in a pocket looking for the key to get out. 9, 2, 5 and 11.
Darren Flindell has gone for number 2, Cosmic Rain, to beat 7, 9 and 8, 2, 7, 9 and 8. The 4th race is the Pro Rata ATC membership on sale. 3-year-old benchmark 74 over 1800.
And we've got another race with a well-backed runner from the Waterhouse Bot Stable. Going down the field, a Beatsum 380, High Mist 850, Samadout 8, Thard 9, Live to Dream 950, Barbass 19 with Vaucluse Bay, Walk the Streets 550, The Getaway 34, Queen of Heights 14, Emperor's Way 17, It's a Fait Complete 15, Word Games 26. There's been a little bit of each way specking for number 5, Live the Dream, 11 into 9.50, but the best back runner is the Topian favourite. A Beatsum was a $5 chance when markets opened, back down to a current quote of 3.80.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, I think, a Beatsum, especially out to 1,800 metres from a good draw roll forward, is more than likely going to take up the running. Then there's a bit of a bunch up behind them. Samadout, Walk the Streets, will press forward and try and get into a nice spot, and Queen of Heights. And the other one there that I would give a mention to from a wide draw is Word Games, whether they decide to press forward with it and try and get a spot or go right back on it. It has got gate speed if they want to utilise it. But I think the top weight, especially out to 1,800, Ray, will roll forward and take up the running.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, Mike, because R. Beatsum and Samadout, I guess, are queries at the 1,800. They've got plenty of weight, but there's enough speed around them as well to ensure they don't get a soft lead. I think R. Beatsum will lead on that quick back up from his tough win at Warwick Farm last week. Look, I think the tempo will be genuine, as Mike suggested, and I'm giving number 4, Thard, a terrific chance here. This is the horse that Team Hawks have always had a very good opinion of, and 3 runs back in the Scone Guineas, he ran a blinder running 5th behind France, finishing just behind the likes of Prize Icon, Sprite and Just Dreaming. A very, very strong form race. He was then a little bit unlucky at Canterbury at his next start running 3rd, but then broke through at Flemington last start, and a powerful win. hitting the line hard late. The tempo, as I said, will be solid enough up front to give him his chance. And I think number four, Thard, has struck form at the right time and, importantly, gets a good racing surface, which he needs. No knock on number one, R. Beetson. He was so good at Warwick Farm last week. He just ran them ragged over the 1,400. Has to carry 60 kgs over the 1,800 metres here today, but he's a tough horse with a high cruising speed. As we heard from Adam Hieronymus earlier, you never doubt Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. They do it so often with these horses, taking them up in distance, rock-hard fit. He'll be hard to beat. This filly lived to dream. Gee, she ran a good race last start. Came off three consecutive provincial wins, and it took a nice horse in Stain to run her down late at Canterbury. It was a terrific run. She's an underrated filly right in the contest here. And number two, High Mist, he's been disappointing this preparation, but he's rock-hard fit now, Mike, and gets out to 1,800 metres. If he's ever going to show some form, today's the day. Back on top of the ground, too. He ticks a few boxes. He just hasn't been hitting the line lately, but it wouldn't surprise to see him right in the finish. Another competitive race, Mike, but I thought the fourth third was great each-way value for Team Hawks in race four. 4-1, 5 and 2.
Yeah, it certainly is a difficult race, this. I've actually left the toppy out of my calculations. A slight concern about the jump to 1,800, and last preparation it had two runs where it was on a quick backup and didn't really feature, and either of them was hard in the market the first one. It's a big price the second one, and then finished down the track. So slight concern about the quick backup also. Look, in a tough race, I've leaned towards Walk the Streets here, the Street Cry filly trained by Chris Waller. Her last four runs of the five she's had this current campaign have all been good. Her most recent run was an on-pace effort here at Rose Hill over 1,900. I like the fact that she's got that one distance run under her belt. Just needs the right ride from Scoey here. If he can go forward, get into the first four with a softy sort of run. And I think also going back on a dry track will also be of a benefit. In a tough race, I'm going to lean towards her to beat the seven, Vaucluse Bay. This is another one that's been up a little while. She's had quite a few runs. Has had quite a few runs. Failed on the Randwick Heavy two runs back. Narrowed a feed in a benchmark 67 for three-year-olds at Canterbury last up with the 60 kilos. A little mid-prep trial, which is always a good thing from the Chris Waller yard. Drops 4 kilos here, and from barrier one is sure to get a cosy run. For third, number nine of the Getaway, this horse has ran on quite well in easier its last four starts. The most recent run at Canterbury was good. I think back to the dry is a massive bonus for this horse, and the bigger track is also a plus. And for fourth, number two, High Mist. Pretty much a last chance hurrah for this one. He's out to a trip that definitely suits, I'll give him that, but should be noted he's a better wet tracker. But look, Huey Bowman has stuck with him, and he's poorly drawn, he's not good on the map, but as soon as you don't tip him, you can rest assured he's going to come out and blouse you one day. I'm 8, 7, 9 and 2. Not a lot of confidence. I think it's a very competitive race, and once again, there's 7 or 8 good chances.
Yeah, maybe the 1,800s his go High Mist. Darren Flindell likes him, a number two High Mist on top to beat 8, 5 and 3. Well, that's the first four of a 9-race card done and dusted. We'll be back in just a moment on Racing HQ to have a look at the final 5 races from Rose Hill.
Guys, whether it's directly or indirectly, all of us have been impacted by cancer. Here's an easy way you can make a difference.
Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. They're aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians.
But we need more blokes. So if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up at abcstudy.com.au. It can be done from home and in your own time.
It's all about investigating the causes of cancer and other diseases. The Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. Get on board today at abcstudy.com.au.
Ride the night with Trackside. For the first time ever, you can now experience the thrill of Trackside Thoroughbred, Grays and Harness Races under lights. Switching across to night racing from 7 p.m, you'll see Trackside as you've never seen it before. So, light up your night and play Trackside at your local tap venue. Gamble responsibly.
Caribbean Blaster. He blew his rivals apart in his Victoria Cup win. A current track record holder. A winner of the Chariots of Fire. 4-year-old Breeders' Crown and SA Car. Trainer Andy Gatt says he was the perfect racehorse. Get the facts. Ask someone who has a Blaster. They have perfect gait and constitution. Perfect conformation and 100% toughness.
Caribbean Blaster, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Mum, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
No, Lionel.
No, but there's free delivery, free unpacking, and we'll take away your old washing machine free when you buy any Fisher & Paykel or LG washer from Bingley.
But no free lunch.
No, Mum. Free delivery, free unpacking, and free removal of your old washer.
When you buy any Fisher & Paykel or LG washer from Bingley.
The offer won't last, so be quick. See you in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Remember, Lionel, lunch is not included.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Just before we get into the remainder of our preview, the Cancer Council have launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study, and that they need 50,000 Australians to create one of the largest research groups ever. It's a fantastic initiative. It's all about investigating the causes of cancer and other diseases. But they need more blokes to sign up. So if you're aged between 40 and 74, check out abcstudy.com.au. If you've not had cancer other than non-melanoma skin cancer, researchers want to hear from you. It's easy to do and it can be done from home. To get involved, abcstudy.com.au. We're up to race five with Ray and Mike and Nick Quinn from TAB. This is the Everest Is Coming, Quinny.
It certainly is. Going down the field, King Darcy 650, Pick Me Up 750, Clear the Beach 750, Zara Bay 10, as is Kanachi, Sonic Swish 750, Mana 16, Damn Ready 10, Faith's Encore a $4 favourite, Objective 26, Oscar's Choice 71, Eminent Duke 81, Iron George 34. There's been a little bit of each way support for the Hayes Hayes Davidic runner, number 8, Damn Ready, 13 into 10, but clearly the best backed is the new favourite with Faith's Encore supported throughout the course of the week. Opened $8, backed into $6 by Thursday, subsequently backed from $6 into $4. Punters are with Karen McAvoy and the Snowdens to team up with number 9, Faith's Encore.
Yeah, well, this race, we've got a little bit of speed here. We've got horses like Clear the Beach and Iron George going forward. King Darcy from a good draw will be holding a spot. Manor also nicely drawn, won't be too far away. An Adjective, another one that's reasonably well drawn. Most of the pace is drawn well here. Iron George and Clear the Beach are the two with the most speed. So, look, whichever way you look at it, I'm not really sure which one's going to lead, but the race will be solidly run.
I think they're going to try and take a sit if they can, Mike, with Clear the Beach, and he's my on-top selection. I know he failed dismally last start at Rose Hill, but plenty of excuses, though. He choked down that day. He's got a couple little gear changes here. He's had a trial since. He trialled brilliantly at Wyong. Felines is in that trial, and he looked awesome, Clear the Beach, winning that trial. At his two previous starts, he was brilliant. He was dominant first up at Rose Hill, showed a terrific turn of foot to win that day. That was a soft five, back to a good four today. That's the ideal surface. Then struck that very heavy track at Randwick second up, when he was game behind Stella Ombre before that last start Randwick failure. As I said, put a line through it. There were plenty of excuses. He's back to 1,200 metres, had the freshen up, had a nice trial in between, drawn the perfect gate to get the right run and back on top of the ground. I think Clear the Beach, he's got a very, very good turn of foot when he lets go, will bounce back here. The big danger is two, Pick Me Up, always goes round at good odds. Again, he's out to about $7, $7.50, as Nick mentioned earlier. His last two starts, he hasn't drawn a barrier at all. Two runs back when Adam Hieronymus last rode Pick Me Up, he took the horse well back in the field and he flashed home to run second in that blanket finish in the race won by Invincible Knight. Then last start at Rose Hill, again drew wide, never on the track, three and four wide, posted the whole way. He still fought on well to run seventh, beaten less than four lengths in the Kingsguard race. He's going well Pick Me Up, and from his soft draw, he's going to get the right run today, and I think both those two horses are over the odds, three Clear the Beach and two Pick Me Up. Look, I understand the 9 Face Encore has been good backing for her, and she's resuming after a bleeding attack when she ran fourth in the Fireball first up back in May. Very, very good mare, though, and look, she'll sprint well here, Face Encore. She's a talent. And the 6 Sonic Swish, 1,200 metres might be a fraction short of his best, but I loved his two trials, and he'll be flashing home off this hot tempo, as Mike predicted earlier. Three clear the beach, so I think can bounce back in race five. 3, 2, 9, and 6, Mike.
Yeah, look, this is a great little race for value, and I've gone for one here, double-figure odds, down the bottom, number 13 in Iron George. Now, it's had two runs as prep, both at Canterbury over 12.50. It's been made to do plenty of work in both, came off the bit at around about the 500 metres in both runs, didn't shirk the task, was beaten 4.5, then 5.9 lengths. Now, it's third up, it gets back to a dry track, comes back to 1,200 metres. Now, last preparation, its first two runs it missed the place, was beaten 6.5 and 7.5 lengths. It lumped 62 kilos on its back at Gosford, albeit a benchmark 60, but back on a dry track at one third up by 4.5 lengths. Rachel King on board here, just needs the right sensible ride from that good draw on this dry track. It's going to be in the firing line for a long, long way at double figure odds. Obviously, King Darcy, a lot of respect for it. It was terrific first up here. Over 1,100 metres, was on the inside in the worst ground. It's fitter, it drops in class, only goes up, it goes from a 93 to a 75, it only goes up 3 kilos, maps beautifully, its second up form is good. For third, number 9, Faith's Encore, no knock on it at all. It's been well documented that it had a bleeding attack last prep, but it's had the nice cold trial under its belt, its fresh form is good, the drying track's a bonus. And for fourth, number 4, Zara Bay. Another one that ran on really well first up at Moonee Valley at a price, over 1,000 metres, was completely flat second up at Caulfield. It's done this before, this horse, and has got a pattern to bounce back, and the dry track is also to its liking. But looking a good little race, I thought this was terrific value, number 13. 13, 1, 9 and 4.
Darren Flindell's gone for 9 Faith's Encore to win from 2, 3 and 6, 9, 2, 3 and 6. Race number 6, the benchmark, 93 over 1,200 metres. Interesting to know if there's any money for this horse back from Hong Kong Washington Heights. Quinny, as we run through the mark.
Yeah, it's a fascinating runner, and it has attracted a little bit of support there, Jason. Going down the field, yesterday's Song 17, Cadiro 12, Forget 71, Savoy's 26, Ins and Out 12, Prince Famous 11, Washington Heights 550 into 5, Top Striker's been popular 11 into 650, Reincarnate 11, Surplus 3 out to 330, Suspense 750. Washington Heights has been the third best back runner in the race, so a good little early push there. And Surplus 3 out to 330, the last 5 times he's started favourite, he's been beaten. Can he turn that around today, Mike?
Yeah, well, good chance he will. Look, the speed in the race. There's 4 go-forward horses here. I think Prince Famous will roll forward and take up the running from Ins and Outs. Won't be too far away. Sir Plush will be in the first 2 or 3. And the other one I've got coming across from the wider draw of all of those runners is Top Striker. And the rest of them, Suspense and K, like to find their feet. But I think when the dust settles, I think we'll find Prince Famous in front row.
Yeah, I agree, Mike, and I think Sir Plush is going to get the right run, as you mentioned. And look, I think he's really hard to beat here out to the Rose Hill 1,200 metres. He was dynamic first up at Rose Hill, over 1,100 last month, winning by a margin. Then he had the misfortune to bump into Calander, who was just too good for him last start, and that form's been frank with Calander coming out and winning the Ramorny. Suplush is going great guns. He's on top of the ground today. 4 of his 5 career wins have come on good surfaces, and I think he's set to bounce back here. Run of the race stuff suits Suplush, and he gets in nicely with just the 54 kgs. I think he's one of the safer bets of the day. I'm giving 2 Cadiro a great chance. He has been in terrific form this preparation, Cadiro, and you could argue on tracks that haven't actually suited him. He's probably better on top of the ground, but he's been racing well on heavy tracks, including his second in the June Stakes 2 runs back, and then last start again on a heavy track at Randwick. He was game behind Boss Lane. Gets back on top of the ground. He has Hugh Bowman to ride at $12. He's terrific value, the 2 Cadiro. 7 Prince Famous also gets back on to a good racing surface today. That's a key to him. Just forget he went round first up, and we heard from Peter Snowden earlier, he just didn't handle that soft 6. Probably a touch worse on the day than that soft 6 rating, but on a good track he's a handy horse, and if he gets to control the lead like Mike suggests, he'll certainly be up on speed. He'll be hard to round down. I thought the 9 Top Striker ran a really good race when resuming in the Calander Sir Plush race. He'll be fitter. He'll be definitely in the contest here, just a little awkwardly drawn. I just wasn't sure what to make of Washington Heights, Mike, coming back off that Hong Kong campaign where he raced particularly well. He did look sharp in a trial. I'm not surprised to see him well in commission, as Nick mentioned earlier. He could come out and blow this field away. He's a talented horse on his day, Washington Heights, but I just want to see him go around first run back in Australia. In race six, I thought number 11, Sir Plush, ticks all the boxes for mine. 11, 2, 7 and 9.
I totally agree with you, Ray. I think he's the way to go here. He's got that lovely platform. He won first up. He, as you said, he bumped into Clanders there, second up. The form out of that race has been franked. Gets back onto a dry track. I was listening to Formline on Thursday night. Adam Pengelly made the point. He said, oh, he was a little worried that as he gets deep into a prep, you know, he was a beaten favourite last campaign at third, fourth and fifth and sixth run. But if you go back to his previous preparation, he won his third, fourth and fifth runs. And last prep, I think the problem was the distance. They tried him over 1250, 1400, 1500 and 1350. And I think he is a sprinter. Here he is third up, staying at 1,200. So I think that negates the problem of him not being able to get deep into a prep. And I think he's going to get a beautiful run here, back onto a drying track, which I think he's better off at. I think he's probably the best bet of the day. I've got him on top of Prince Famous. He was a total forgive first up through the slow track. He sort of spun his wheels over the last 250 when he dropped off. It's well documented that the horse is a dry track horse. He gets control here. He's got the claim. He's going to be in front for a long, long way, and he'll acquit himself well. 9 for third, Top Striker, also comes out of that race there. He was wide first up in that race at Rose Hill. He's fitter. He's got the pace to Posse up in the first four, and he did win him impressively second up last preparation. So he's ready to race well. And for fourth, number 12, down the bottom, Suspense. First up, its horse has been good, 3 from 3 fresh. He comes out of two barrier trials that were fastly run, which I quite like. So his fitness level should be up sufficiently for him to race well in this. 11 looks the goods to Mike from 7, 9 and 12.
Okay, Darren Flindell, he likes the horse that won two of his four starts in Hong Kong for Paul O'Sullivan. Washington Heights to beat 11, 12 and 4, 8, 11, 12 and 4 there from Darren. Brings us to the feature event, Quinny, the ATC Winter Stakes.
Gold Symphony 5, Ninth Legion 19, Burning Passion a 420 favourite, Snippets Land 13, Centre Pivot 19, Classic Uniform 23, Oxford Poet 9, Shiraz 9, El Loop 15, Man of His Word 14, Slightly Sweet 17, Extensible 550, Very Delicious 51. It's been a very competitive betting race. Gold Symphony 460 out to 5, but now some nice bets coming through already today, including 1,000 at the 5. Burning Passion, a 420 favourite, just out slightly from $4. Oxford Poet's been popular, 15 into 9. El Lou's Spectred Odds, 17 into 15. And good support for Extensible, 7 into 550. Very competitive race, race 7 on the program.
Yeah, look, I think Oxford Poet can slide forward here and take up the running. I think pretty much everyone's going to basically give up to this horse. Burning Passion won't be too far away. Ninth Legion from a good draw can hold its spot. What else have we got there? Zinzan Eddie. Oh, no, he's scratched. Sorry, Zinzan.
Classic Uniform.
Mm. That's the other one I was looking for here. Especially second up out to 1,400 metres. Won't be too far away. But, look, I think the lead is there for Oxford Poet. They will roll at a true speed. But, you know, I haven't got speedy numbers in this race.
Mm, that's interesting, Mike. Yeah, I've got Oxford Poet leading as well with a reasonably genuine tempo. Look, I think the one Gold Symphony and the three Burning Passion are just in career best form, and they're the horses to beat here. Gold Symphony's win in the Civic Stakes was absolutely outstanding. He drew an awkward gate that day as well, but Hugh Bowman, who's riding in just terrific form, and actually he's going off to do the Kokoda Trail at the end of this month, trying to raise money for brain cancer research with Corey Brown and Kathy O'Hara. But he's so focused on winning this premiership, Mike, and his form in recent weeks has been terrific. He hit the front midweek. He's a half win in front going to today's meeting from the suspended Brenton Avdallo, and I think Gold Symphony is one of his better rides on the program. As I mentioned, he was just dynamic in the Civic Stakes, running down the Monstar. Like the Monstar ran a terrific race again in the Ramorny during the week, and that Gold Symphony's effort came after he was a very good sixth in the Stradbroke. So I know he's up to 59 kgs. I know he's drawn awkwardly again. He's going to need a bit of luck in running, but that man, Hugh Bowman, is riding like a demon. I think Gold Symphony just needs even luck, and Hugh will be winning again, the one Gold Symphony. From the three, Burning Passion, who who was really good last start in the Healey Stakes. He's in great form at the moment. Only fourth up here. He's in rock hard fit. Going to get the right run. He'll be hard to run down. The third Inextensible, you have to forgive her last start run in the Civic Stakes. She was never on the track. Today, the key, she's drawn gate two, probably tucks in behind Oxford Poet. She'll run a race Extensible. And the 8 Oxford Poet won this race last year. He resumed first up over 1,100 metres, carried a big weight, 61 kgs. He ran okay. He finished 7th behind Calander and Surplash, a strong form race. He drops to 55.5 today, Oxford Poet. If he can control up front Corey Brown, he'll take some running down this big horse. He's going well, but gee, I think the One Gold Symphony is the horse to beat, Mike. That Civic Stakes win was outstanding. 1, 3, 13 and 8 in the Winter Stakes. Your thoughts, Mike?
Just saying, I can see he's got a good chance to top him, but I'm a little concerned about run of the race stuff. And the last one you mentioned there, Oxford Poet, I'm from the Kimball Yard. I'm going to give him a nice chance here. Look, I thought he did plenty of work up on the speed in that Calandra race first up, with the 61 kilos on his back. He'll get a much softer time here out to 1400 metres second up. I think if he can control the tempo of the race, his second up form is good, getting onto a dry track. No disservice at all there. And I think, if he can control this race, he's going to be hard to beat. I lean towards him to beat Gold Symphony. Everything you said is completely right, Ray. He's the class act. He was terrific winning the Civic Stakes a fortnight ago. Coming back to a dry track is no issue. His dry track form is good. It's just where he gets to on the map and how the track's playing. But look, your fate will be known by race 7. There will be definitely be an established pattern there. Yep. So, if the track gives out a little bit, then he does come into the race. But, you know, at this stage, I've based all my assessments on the track being a little bit on pace and towards the inside. So I can only put him in for second. Number 6, Classic Uniform. He got too far back first up in that benchmark 93 behind Calander from a wide draw. The jockey took him back, which was fine. Here he is, fitter. He's got the pace to cross up to 1,400 metres. And he did improve nicely last preparation to win second up when Timmy Clark went back on board. So I'm sure he's ready to improve. And for fourth, number 7, Marin Ostro. More of a wet track of this horse, but he has got some dry track figures, and he should be much fitter for an okay run last start at Randwick over the mile. That was his first outing in 56 days, and he's the other one that I should have mentioned that can posse up in the first 4 or 5 on the map. And it should be noted also that his last 3 wins have all been here at Rose Hill at and about 1400 to 1500 metres, so he's another one that can improve. 8, 1, 6 and 7.
All right, so just worth mentioning too that Kokoda track that Hugh Bowman's doing, Ray and Mike. Cathy O'Hara is also going on that. Stephen Baster and Corey Brown. It's walkingtohelp.com.au. Walking, yeah. The number 2, help.com.au. Yeah. And it's all proceeds shared between the Mark Hughes Foundation for Brain Cancer and the National Jockeys Trust.
We might try and get Ronnie to do it.
What odds he'd finish,
Ronnie? I know that Ronnie would make it, actually, right? All right, what about race number 8 here, Quinny? This is the mile and a quarter race.
Yeah, the Schweppes Handicap. We've got Signposted 7, Collateral 5, Count of Lemonade $81 chance, Multifacets 18, Obsidian 21, Ruby the Red 9, Life O'Brien 7, Springbok Flyer 12, Tap That 34, King Viv 18, Ashkelan 23, The Gavel 10, Estourage now in the field and a $5 chance, Devil Hawk 51. It'll be amusing to the ears that the third emergency, Estourage, has got a run because has been the best back runner with Huey Bowman taking the ride for the Chris Waller stable. $7 into 5 and the new equal favourite with Collateral at that quote. There's been a bit of specking at big odds for one here, number 13, King Viv. We've seen this with a few of the Kim War gallopers throughout the course of the program, and King Viv's been 31 into 18. But overall, the Bowman Waller army expected to march on and get another winner. They're Mount Estourage, the best backed in race 8.
Yeah, well, this we've got a full field of 14 here, and a couple of these scratchings have taken a little bit of the heat out pace-wise. I'm left with Signposted pressing forward and taking up the running from Life O'Brien, maybe too far away. Reby the Red will cross from that wide draw and get into a lovely spot. And also Multifacets, another one that can press forward here and get into a nice spot. But look, They'll roll along at a nice speed, but there's not a lot of pressure in numbers. But I think Signpost will probably take up the running.
Almost a rerun of that Canterbury race.
Certainly.
When the three of them clashed, Signpost led, Ruby the Red ran second, Life of Brian sat third and then fought through and won narrowly. Look, I've missed his last two wins, Life of Brian, so I hope I'm not jumping on too late, but he's just a tough horse, this bloke, and he keeps surprising. He was up on speed at Canterbury, as I mentioned, and he just out-toughed Ruby the Red and Signposted. Look, I think he can get the run of the race stuff again here today, and the 2,000 metres, no issue. He's an in-form horse. He's in the zone. And as I said, he's very, very hard to beat in a contest. He loves a fight, the nine, Life of Brian. I've got him on top from the three, Collateral. Look, well, we know what happened last week. There are plenty of excuses for him. You have to forgive the Warwick Farm flop. He just got into that awkward position well back on the rails, and by the time he got out to the outside, the race was over. Look, he's been racing in particularly good form, though, this horse. He'd won his five previous starts. Back to 2,000 metres on the quick back up, the slight concern. So he'll want a decent tempo up front, but he is a horse with a very good turn of foot when he lets down Collateral. Give him another chance. Of the rest, number eight, Ruby the Red, always goes around over the odds. And look, he was very game at Canterbury, just being edged out by Life of Brian. The problem he's got is that awkward gate. If he gets across pretty easily and pretty comfortably without spending too much petrol, he's like Life of Brian. He'll be there all the way, Ruby the Red. Signposted, he's at his peak now. He's four runs into his prep. His last start effort at Canterbury was very good. The issue, though, I have is 14 starts on a good track for one placing. That's my big concern with Signposted, but his Canterbury run was very good. A couple I am wary about, though. King Viv, a horse that Nick mentioned there'd been some good money for. There's always been a rap on this horse as a stayer. If he's had the right prep for the 2,000 metres, it's a question mark for me, but he's definitely one in the black book for mine, King Viv. And Esther Courage, we haven't seen Hugh Bowman ride as low as 55.5 for a number of months, and the fact that he's got down to that weight today to stay on Esther Courage is a big push for punters. But I've got number 9, Life of Brian, on top. He's a tough horse, Mike, in a competitive race, race 8. 9, 3, 8 and 2.
Once again, it's a very tough race, and I've gone for another little patent horse here in Multifacets, one of the many Waller runners in this race. Now, if you look at his form, he's had the four runs this campaign. He hasn't been far away in any of them. His most recent effort in that Life of Brian race at Canterbury, he pretty much had every chance to run, battled on quite well, beaten just under three lengths. But the key to this horse is a dry track. His wet track form is pretty common. He gets back onto a dry track. Now, last preparation, his first four runs were so-so, and they were at Warwick Farm, Randwick, Rose Hill, then Canterbury. Fifth up, he came back to Rose Hill in a benchmark 78 over 2,000, and he was a $12 chance, and he got the cash. He's carrying less weight here with the claim, and I think all he needs to do is get into the first three or four and get into the right spot. He's another one that I think can improve at a big price today. Competitive race, but he's my second patent horse of the day, and I'm expecting a much better performance. Six on top, three Collateral, well documented. Things didn't go to plan last start at Warwick Farm. The jock was a tiny bit of circumstances too, because I think it was the David Hayes horse sort of fell back out of the field just coming to the turn, and just as he wanted to get going, he had to sort of wait till it got out of the way. Then he got clear and got to the line strongly. But he's still got a few things against him here. You know, he comes back to 2,000. He's going to be back on the inside in the map. He does get a bigger track, but he's also got a bigger field to contend with. But he's got the services of a much better jockey. So got to give him a second chance. Eight, Ruby the Red. Battled on well all four runs as preparation. Comes out of that same race at Canterbury. Another one that's going to much appreciate a dry track. Has got the pace to cross and get into the right spot. And for fourth, number 9, Life of Brian, the one that you like. Coming off two really good wins there at Canterbury. He maps beautifully. I concede, my own opinion is he's slightly better on wet tracks, but his dry track form is okay, but he certainly excels on the wet. Look, once again, a terrific race with Chris Waller having a big hand. I'm just hoping I've picked the right one of his. 6, 3, 8, and 9.
Well, Darren Flindell likes 9 Life of Brian to win again. 9 to beat 3, 10, and 13. Brings us to the tab.com.au handicap, the 9th race. Final event on the card, Quinny. I heard Tony Brassel this morning giving a little bit of a push to number 1 here. It's going to go around at big odds.
Absolutely, an $81 chance, 4 carats, so might be one for the multiples there if the brass man is confident. Renegade, a $5 chance, Zorn King, $9.50. Flow, a $3.60 favourite, has been soft in the betting though. Not a Gypsy, 26 with Plymouth Road. The Rumour File, 34. Metallic Crown, 11. Trenchant, 11. Hunter Jack, 26. Queen Misty, 10. It's So Obvious, 5. Hypernicus, 81. An open race to end the day. The money has come for number 13. It's So Obvious, bolted in last start on the Beaumont track and has been well backed here after opening $9, and that did not last long. Has been the best backed runner in the lucky last. There's been specking for a couple of other runners at odds. Number 10, Trenchant's been specked as well, $15 into 11. I just want to take a quick mulligan because in race 7, I read out a price for Marinostro. Marinostro has been scratched. So thank you to Dan Jackson for pointing that one out. And in the lucky last, punters are with number 13. It's So Obvious to step up in grade and make it back-to-back victories.
Yeah, speaking of It's So Obvious, I think it's one of the ones that will press forward with Zorkenegg and Metallic Crown. Away from those three, I didn't really have a great deal of pressure. Renegade won't get too far away, but I think it's So Obvious that Rachel King may just slide forward and take up the running. Did they say anything about where they're going to ride it, Ray?
Yeah, up on speed. That's the way she normally races, Mike. Whether she leads or not depends if something goes harder inside her.
Yeah, well, they're the three I've got sorting the lead out. As I said, there's no pressure in numbers, so it should just be truly run without breakneck speed. As I said, a horse like Renegade can get a lovely spot, maybe, you know, third or fourth just behind them.
Yeah. I'm leaning towards a 12 here, Mike. Queen Misty as an each-way chance in the last. I can see there's going to need a lot of luck from an awkward gate again, and because luck's deserted her, and particularly her last start effort. It was a super run at Warwick Farm. She was 3 and 4 wide all the way, and yet still made a surge late, and seventh sheet got through inside her to beat her a half neck. It was a very gutsy run by Queen Misty. That was her second run back from a spell. Placed both runs this prep. Third up today. She's rock-hard fit. Gets out to 1,500, no issue there. Firm track is what she needs. Her best form is on top of the ground. The barrier is the concern. I concede she'll need a gun ride from Timmy Clark, who is riding in super form. But, look, if she gets any sort of luck in running, at the $10 she's worth a gamble, Queen Misty, she's ready to win, just needs things to go her way. I concede that. 4 Flow, hasn't he hit solid form? He won well at Kembla second up and took that form of the Sunshine Coast in the Guineas, and he was game running a close third that day. Look, he'll be hard to beat here. He'll be up on the speed making his own luck again, Flo, and he's rock hard fit. The 13, It's So Obvious. Look, sometimes you just got to take note of what they do, and I know it's a trap for bad players backing a horse going from provincial maiden up to Sydney Saturday class in a benchmark 78, but she made a mess of her rivals at the Beaumont track first up, ran brilliant sectionals off a slow early tempo, came home in 33.49, did it on her ear. She might be very, very good, It's So Obvious, but she'll have to be to win this second up against this opposition. At the $5, I think she's rock bottom odds. The 2, Renegade, he's going well, he's fit. Got the blinkers on, hard to beat. Perhaps looking for a touch further now, but he's a horse in the zone. He'll run well. In the last 12, Queen Misty each way from 4, 13 and 2.
Yeah, it's another good little race. Look, I've gone with Renegade here. Made nice progress all 4 runs this campaign. Was very unlucky second up. Got the job done there at Canterbury third up. And last start behind Kingsguard was a little bit awkward and sort of made to do a bit of work to get into a prominent spot. Dug deep to only go down narrowly, was beaten less than 0.3 of a length, went a good third. Here is fifth up today. The blinkers go back on, and it's only campaign where they threw the blinkers on after it had, I think, 6 runs. It got the job done and won impressively at Grafton. So it's a horse that does react sort of mid to late prep when the blinkers go on, and I think from that draw it's going to just get such a smoky running behind without a whole heap of pressure. It's bound to acquit itself well. Zorkenegg, number 3, I'll throw it in for second. First up, 2 lovely cold trials. It's won fresh its last 2 preparations over 1,400 and 1,350. 1,500 here, no issue at all coming from the right yard, and certainly does get on pace favours. 4 for third, Flow. As Ray said, returns from Queensland off a super strong effort there in the Sunshine Coast Guineas. Maps beautifully, Tommy Berry on board. Sure to acquit itself well. Just hope that run didn't knock it around too much, but if it brings that form back here to Sydney and also getting back on a dry track is another bonus for it. And for fourth down the bottom, number 13, it's so obvious. Massive class ride, but ultra impressive winning that maiden on the Beaumont course, and certainly does get on pace favours. Another tough race to finish the day. I've sort of gone with the one that's got the fitness edge here in Reneged, because, you know, several of these runners are fresh. So I'm 2, 3, 4 and 13.
Darren Fundell went for number 4, Flow, to beat 2.13.10 for 2.13.10. Darren's best was race 5, number 9, Faith's Encore. We're nearly out of time. Mike, what's your best today?
Best today is definitely race 6, number 11, Sir Plush. And those two roughies I liked were race 5, number 13, Iron George. And in race 8, number 6, Multifacets.
And Ray, your best?
Yeah, I'm with Mike with race 6, number 11, Sir Plush. And I'll be having something each way on Queen Misty, race 9, number 12.
What's been the best back, Quinny?
The best back runner has not been at Rosehill. It's been at Newcastle, the first starter from the Snowden stable. Race five, number seven at Newcastle. I'll just bring up Newcastle now to get the latest fluctuations. Smart Edge, all the way down to $1.90 after opening $4. Several big bets, including 10,000 at $2. And Ray Boy, they did sound pretty bullish, this Peter Snowden, when you had him on today.
He's trialled enormous, Quinny. Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Quinny. Thanks, Mike.
Cheers, boys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks so much, Jase.
Okay. We've got plenty coming your way on radio. It's the Melbourne preview coming up next. Simon Harrison. Dean Lester is back also in just a moment. Rosehill preview with Greg Wadley, Adam Pengilly and Nick Quinn at 10 a.m. on Sky Thoroughbred Central. 10:30 Sunshine Coast with Maxi and Josh. And at 11 o'clock, Gary Harley is up there with Gavin Carmody for that preview. Sky Racing 1 to Rapa will be getting underway in about half an hour. I'll be joining you then. A very good morning to you. We'll take a break.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Merlot by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Good morning. At Baby Bunting, save 15 to 20% off car seats, prams, high chairs, cots and nursery furniture. Unstop Baby Shop. Green Valley, a truck broken down. Cow Pasture Road, northbound, just before Frederick Street. The M5 still rather busy, eastbound through that main tunnel around Arncliffe. And the M1 Pacific Motorway, looking good out of Sydney as you head towards Newcastle. FPOS is helping you take control of your spending with the chance to win a share of $50,000. Press check all savings and enter at fposwin.com.au. T's and C's online. I'm Ian Wallace, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Day and night, Sky Sports Radio provides the winning edge to your punting day on the National Racing Service. Time and time again, Tab Market Movers find you the winner.
Tab Market Mover at a good price here. Dream comes true. Number 9, Danny Beasley, has the ride $31 into 16.
Dream comes true in front near the post. Sterling out of the pack is rattling home, but Dream comes true.
Tab Market Movers, covering every racing code right throughout the National Racing Service. Here on Sky Sports Radio.
Your business premises really needs a fresh fit out, but the bank says no.
You need to move fast, but they still say no.
You haven't got time for paperwork, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Enjoy the best of winter-listed racing from the opulence of the Grandview Restaurant at Royal Randwick. Indulge in a 3-course meal and beverage package designed by our award-winning executive chef.
Located on level 1 of the QE2 grandstand,
the Grandview is perfectly positioned to view all the action on the track. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au.
That's theatc.com.au.
Aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians, Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study.
If you've not had cancer, other than non-melanoma skin cancer, researchers want to hear from you.
Guys, if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up today at abcstudy.com.au. It's easy to do and can be done from home in your own time.
So come on, help yourself, your family and future generations in the fight against cancer. abcstudy.com.au.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
And a very good morning to you. Simon Harrison with you at 3 minutes after 9.
We'll take a look at Caulfield now, and Dean Lester's back from a break. Dean, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Simon.
How was your time off?
Yeah, it was terrific. Good time to freshen up and get ready for a big spring campaign ahead.
Well, good to have you back, Dean. And Mark Hunter's online. Mark, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon.
Now, so the rail's out 10 today, Mark. How do you expect the track to play?
Well, just reading the report there that's come through, it looks like the inside couple of metres might chop out, Simon. So I guess we'll be, at this stage, we're looking for horses running on sort of 3, 4, 5 wide, maybe later in the day.
And Dean, the John Monash Stakes this afternoon was traditionally one of the first sort of weight for age lead-ups, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it is. It's a weight for age race, but sort of it was 4 weeks before the Manikato Group 1, so it wasn't a crucial lead-in, but with the Manikato moving to Cox Plate, that sort of stuck in a little bit in the middle of nowhere. But the Bletchingland 2 weeks is the next race, and then we get into the longer wait for age races. But it is a kickoff point, yeah.
Righto. So Caulfield this afternoon, we'll run through the information. Nick Quinn's about to join us from tab.com.au to help us out with the prices. The first event is over 1,400 metres and due to jump at 11:45. This one's a benchmark 78 over 1,400 metres. The scratchings are 6 Lord Tennyson, 11 Sir Mask, and 12 Affray. 6, 11, 12 are the scratchings. Nick Quinn is not with us at the moment, so I'll help you out with the fixed odds for race one. We've got three data point at $2.50. $6.50 for 9 Pekiah Prince, $5.50 for 5 Orient Line, and then $11 for 7 Dane Thunder. I think we might have Quinny there now. Nick, I've got you loud and clear. Just running through the market for the first.
Thanks, Simon. Data Point, one of the two Mick Kent punters runners on the program that punters have really identified. 350 into 250 throughout the course of the week. There has been some slight deductions along the way, but he is the best backed runner. Orient Line, the $5 second elect. Pekiah Prince, a $6 chance. Mr. Optimistic, 10. Dane Thunder, best the rest at 11. But number 3, Data Point, well backed in race one on the program.
Righto, Dane, I'll start with you. How are you playing the first?
Simon, I'm pretty keen on Data Point. I think he's racing well. He's had the little freshen up. I actually like him better at 1,400 and he's down in grade. As long as he can hold his spot a little bit, I think he'll be too good for these to beat. 10, Emoji, who's... I thought his run last start was pretty good. He just got too far back, but he ran well. 5, Orient Line, was the winner of that race at Pakenham. He can be competitive. And maybe next best, number 9, Pekiah Prince, who looks the first leader, will give us sight. But I like Data Point. 3, 10, 5, 9.
So 3, 10, 5, 9 there from Dean Lester. Mark, your thoughts on race one?
Simon, I've got this down as a two-horse race. I'm just going with number 5 each way, Orient Line. I think it and Data Point met there at Sandown a few runs ago. There wasn't much between them. I think Orient Line, now that it's found the line last time and actually won a race, just might go on with the job. Beat number 3, Data Point, can certainly win. He's got a great hope. I think they'll fight it out. I didn't know where to go after that. Maybe number 7, Dane Thunder, who's just a non-winner. And 13, Mr. Optimistic's going okay. Has to run the 1,400 metres. Does get a cheap run from the draw. 5 each way for me from 3, then 7 and 13.
So 5 on the each way from 3, 7 and 13 from Mark. Quinny, race number 2 is a 1,200 metre handicap for 2-year-olds, and the scratchings here are 9, the Decorator, and 13, Effectuate.
And the best back runners have been numbers 1 and 7. Vanderpur opened a $3 favourite, has had a little trim up, got as short as 260, now a $2.80 favourite. The best back runner, though, is the Greg Urell first starter. I did it again. Opened $9, that didn't last long, has been back throughout the course of the week, got as low as $3.80, now a $4 chance, but has been the best back. If you're looking for other two runners that have attracted some money at big odds, number 14, Fox Swift, has been 15 out to 17 back into 14. While the 3, Sheer Madness, from the Salinitri stable, $26 down to 16. But what initially looked a wide open race has been narrowed down to 2 leading chances, numbers 1 and 7.
Righto, Mark. Who do you like in race 2?
I like the toppy, Simon. I think Bandipur's awfully hard to beat. I thought it was a terrific debut at Moonee Valley. Just nothing went right there in a handy race that runs super. Went for a spell, come back and just simply blew them away last time. It's got the race experience, it'll go forward, get a nice run somewhere up the front, and I think it's clearly the one to beat. To beat number 7, I did it again. I can see why that support's come. It was a lovely trial, it was strong to the line, it'll run well. Number 4, Shoyu, I thought it's trialled up quite well for Mick Price. And 14, Fox Swift, no match on debut, did get beaten by a smart horse. It'll be running on late. Like one here, 1, 7, 4, and 14.
So 1, 7, 4, 14 from Mark and Dean. Your thoughts, race two?
Yeah, I like Bandipur. I thought it was a terrific win first up. He was totally luckless at his only run at Moonee Valley last year, and he's a smart horse in the making. I think he can win. I thought El Jorza might be the improver. 1,200 metres, I think, will certainly help, and I think can run well. Seven, I did it again. Very nice trial recently. And Sheer Madness trialled very sharply recently as well, and did contest the Blue Diamond as an autumn two-year-old and resumes here. But, yeah, I like Bandipur, 1.10, 7 and 3.
So 1.10, 7, 3. I have Matthew Hill's selections in race 2. Matt's with 1 Bandipur over 14, 10 and 7. 1, 14, 10, 7. And just going back to the first, Matt was with 3 Data Point over 9, 7, 5, 3, 9, 7 and 5. The third race, Quinny, is 1,200 metres here for the three-year-old fillies. The Scratchings are 5 Suspenders and 12 Mesclun.
Yeah, the Scratchings have had a bit of an impact on the market too. As a result, Moonlight's Choice now a 360 favourite, Areola 550 second elect, Hot Dip 650, If Not Now Win 750, Moonlover 850, Bay Harmony and Pete's Dragon Best the Rest at 12. There's been support for a couple of runners at the top of the market. The best back is the favourite, Moonlight's Choice, with Craig Williams taking the ride for Darren Weir. Has been a little bit of each way support for Hot Dip, including 1,000 each way at the 8. Now a 650 chance, and on the third line of betting at that quote.
Dino, which way are you leaning race 3?
I'm going with Moonlight's Choice, Simon. I didn't like the scenario for a last start inside draw at 1,100, but wide draw at 1,200. Room to move when she's won in the past. It's been down the centre and strong, and I think she can do that here. Hot Dip's a very good filly from Tassie. We've seen her here before. She's well graded here to run well fresh. If Not Now When just got too far out of the race last start from a better draw, might race a bit closer and be competitive. And Oh Rachel looked hopeless in the wet ground, and maybe better going the left-handed way of going, judging by her New Zealand form, could be an improver here. But yeah, I quite like Moonlight's Choice. 3, 1, 7, and 2.
3, 1, 7, 2 there from Dino in the third race. And Mark, for you?
Best for the day, Simon. Number 3, Moonlight's Choice. I think she's right back in town, this filly. She's sort of stagnated for a little while this time in. She went to Swan Hill, got the money, and totally luckless last time, ran terrific. She's likely to settle, maybe even last in this race, but I think she'll just come to the outside, round them up, and win. I'll put number 6, Abriola, in for second. I think it will probably be the first leader, and there's a good chance the stablemate might end up outside it with not too much pressure on. If that's the case, Abriola can run well. Number 1, Hot Dipped. Good little filly resuming. She'll run on. And 2-0 Rachel, back on top of the ground. Won't be too far away in the run. Might be in the best part of the track. Can hang on and run a place. But I think number 3 is a good thing. 3, 6, 1, and 2.
So 3, 6, 1, and 2 there from Mark. Matt Hill, he likes 3 Moonlight's Choice as well. Over number 7, 6, and 2. 3, 7, 6, and 2. Nick, we'll take a look at the fourth race. This one's for Lambing Racing. It's a handicap over 2,000 metres for three-year-olds. And the Scratchings are 3 Thard, 8 Senor Alf, and 14 Moshway.
Kaweah hits the market here at a 225 price. There's been support for the second elect Royal Order, 9 into 650. Then we've got Savvy Dresser, 10, Meat Traders, 12, All Out of Love, 14 with Winburn, $17 or better the rest. This is the first of a big double placed yesterday afternoon, 25,000 at 472. Kaweah to win this race, all up Sepedo winning race 7 on the program, which is the favourite. Sepedo all the rage in that race now at $1.75. So lots of eyes on race 4 on the program. The favourite has been well backed, but there's been good support for Royal Order.
Sounds promising, that double, Mark. The $25,000 Kaweah into Sepedo. Are you going Kaweah in the fourth?
No, I'm not. I think it's one of two chances. I think number 4, Royal Order, is an each-way special. It beat Kaweah fair and square at Flemington. Then last time they put the blinkers on, they rode it forward, it was out-sprinted. I still thought it ran well. I thought it was strong through the line. I think the riding change to Luke Nolan, the blinkers off, the wide gate, I'm hoping for a quiet ride, just build its momentum into the race, and I think it will run terrific. No doubt number 1, Kaweah, is the one to beat. Dominant win last time and meets basically the same field. After that, you can make your own arrangements. Number 2, All Out of Love, has got a place chance. And number 12, Dondre, if it can run the 2,000 metres, has got some hope. But I think it's a racing 2. I think 4 is an each-way special from 1, then 2 and 12.
OK, so 4 from 1, 2, 12 there from Mark. And Dean, which way are you leaning?
I'm going the other way, Simon. Kaweah, he's going very well. He'll have a... He'll have an advantage at some stage over Royal Order, but Royal Order will race a lot better, ridden quieter from a wide draw, as Mark outlined, with the blinkers off. They're the two clearly for me. I'll put 10 Arahata in for third. She was a filly I had a bit of time for in the spring. She's come back. She's won a couple of restricted races. And All Out of Love, who's a bit of a constant in this grade, doesn't win out of turn, but he'll be around the mark. But, I think the 1 and 4 Cornella is the play for me. 1, 4, 10 and 2.
1, 4, 10, 2 there from Dean. Matt Hill's tips are 1 Kiwia over 12, 4 and 7. 1, 12, 4, 7. Race 5, Nick, is the National Jockeys Trust Plate over 1,700. It's a benchmark 90, and the scratchings are 6 Nesbo and 9 Step the Pedal.
We've got Showa Star 350, Coldstone 5, Bling Dynasty 550, On Piccolo 650, Vassal a $10 chance with Portion Control, Lucky Paddy has been soft out to $12, Freshwater Storm best the rest at 19. This has been a competitive betting race. There's been money for a couple of runners. The best fact in the last 24 hours is the second leg, Coldstone, another one from the Mick Kent stable. So punters hoping to see plenty of sunglasses action in the winner's enclosure today with Coldstone, the best fact in race 5.
And what are your thoughts on race 5, Dean?
Yeah, I like Bling Dynasty each way here, Simon. This horse has come back really well. He hasn't actually won under 2,000 metres, but he's two runs this time in at 12 and 1,400 would suggest that he's in for probably his best ever preparation, Craig Williams to ride. And that was a good race. That's the Canny Essent race last start, and that's the Shahitzi form. It's winter championship form. I think he's got a great chance, Craig Williams aboard. 12 to beat 3, Coldstone. Good ride to win last start. Gets a similar run here. He'll run well. 5, Showa Star will be up on the speed. I think this is about his best distance. 10, Freshwater Storm is a bit of a knockout horse, especially at Caulfield, fitter for 3 runs in. 12, 3, 5, 10.
12, 3, 5 and 10 there from Dino. Luke Nolan, I should let you know, picks up the ride on for Lucky Paddy. Mark, your thoughts on race 5?
I'm with Dino here, number 12, Bling Dynasty. I think this horse has come back from a spell in sensational form. It was an enormous run first up, and it was terrific last time, and that's got to be the best form leading into this race. I like the jump to 1,700 metres. Craig Williams knows the horse. The stable's flying. It will run super to beat number 14, Portion Control, who just doesn't run 2,000 metres. I think it's much better placed back to 1,700. It's got a chance. Number 3, Coldstone, just going to get that cheap run from gate 1 and run well also. And 5, Showa Star, who's probably better suited back to 1,700 metres as well. But I think 12 runs great here from 14, 3 and 5.
So 12, 14, 3, 5 from Mark Hunter there, race 5. Matty Hill, he likes 12, a special Bling Dynasty, over 3, 7 and 5. So he agrees, he marks it a special, number 12 over 3, 7 and 5. We'll take a look at this afternoon's quaddie. And Quinny, the first leg is race 6. The TAB supports Jockeys Trust Handicap. This one's for three-year-olds over 1,400 metres, and the one scratching is number 12, Vin Fizz.
Yes, and about 80% of the money has been for the top two in the market, so what initially looked an open race has been narrowed down to number 6, Enigman, and the one, Revolving Door. Enigman now the $4 favourite in from 4.20. The best back runner, though, is the second elect, Revolving Door, 550 all the way down to 440. Bets include 1,000 at the opening price of 550, and already a bet today at 460 has seen that little trip up into 440. As I alluded to, they're clearly the two best back runners. Nikita's on the next line of betting at 650, and the only other one in the field to attract any sustained support is at bigger odds, number 7, Wayanka, 17 down to 14. But hopefully for the favourite backers, this can be a match race down the straight between the 1 and 6.
And Mark, for the first leg of the quaddie, who do you fancy?
Simon, I hope I'm in trouble. I hope I'm in front by now, or else I'm in trouble for the rest of the day. I think it gets tough. I think this is a really even race. I'll go number 1, Revolving Door, who ran well last time. It gets the claim. If it gets the same sort of run, it's going to be hard to beat again. Beat number 4, My Pie Sand. I don't know if they fluked riding it back last time, but gee, it won well. It's got a hope. 2, Nikitas, just came out way too soon and went forward way too early last time. Then number 6, Enigman, who had every possible chance. Not much between them. 1, 4, 2 and 6.
1, 4, 2, 6 from Mark and Dino. Your thoughts on the opening leg of the quaddie?
Yeah, I agree. We're getting into some tough races now. And I don't think there's not a lot between this three-year-old grade. We say that week in, week out. And I'm going to go with Nikitas just to get the better run here. Should get the 1-1 pretty comfortably and not be three wide and working. And didn't give it in last start and got knocked down late. That was the interference that Craig Williams caused that ultimately he received a suspension for. So I'm going to go with Nikitas. I think one out of the different form line is Winner. I think this is quite a progressive horse. I like his win at Sale. I think he can measure up. Revolving Door's got a good chance. He'll be outside lead, should get a good run with the claim. And Enigman, as Mark said, every chance last start, but has got some hope. But for the quaddie, I'll be putting My Paisan and Notio number 10 in as well. Tough race, 2-9-1-6.
2-9-1-6 there from Dean Lester. Matt Hill in race 6 has 6 on top. Enigman over 179, 617 and 9. Over to the feature race, the 7th, the PFD Food Services Sir John Monash Stakes over 1,100. This one a Group 3 away for age. And the Scratchings Quinny, a 6 Chocolate Holic and 10 O'Malley.
Yeah, it's been all one-way traffic for Cepedo. Now, $1.75 after the scratching of Chocolate Holic. Lord of the Sky, the 4.40 second elect. Mirtha Flirt, 10. Daytona Grey, 11. Sunday Escape, 14. Divine, 10. Best the Rest at 16. But Cepedo had been well back to the 2.10 quote before the scratchings. As I said, all the rage now at $1.75 and hopefully can make a winning return in the feature.
D.D. Nolde, General Truce keeps bobbing up, doesn't he?
Yes, he and Lord of the Sky and a few others, they bob up in these sort of races every year. And I'm not tipping them, I'm tipping Cepedo, who's virtually the new boy on the block in comparison. He resumes off a shorter break than he did in the autumn, and he was set a big task in the autumn, first up in the Lightning. Then he ran well in Sydney, and then the really wet track was against him in the Galaxy. I think he had a jump out Monday, looked to go very well. I think he'll be too good for these. Cepedo to beat Lord of the Sky from Barrier 1. He'll use his speed, the last bit of the 1100 first up off such a long breaks at Query. 8 cashed, career best run was 1100 metres here in the Scalacci Stakes a couple of years ago, but sort of clutching its straws to find place getters here. And 5 Mert the Flirt maybe next best, but Cepedo really only has to turn up somewhere near his best, he should beat them. 7185.
7185 from Dean and Mark. Are you with Cepedo as well?
Yeah, I'm with the same exacto, Simon. I can't see this going wrong here. Number 7 Cepedo, just been a very well placed horse throughout his career. He looks the one to beat. As Dean said, he's trialled super. Beat number 1, Lord of the Sky. He looks like leading without too much pressure at all. Geez, he trialled well. He's going to give you a great sight. I threw number 9, Sunday Escape, in for 3rd. It's nowhere near the other two horses, but it just might sit leaders back. And then number 5, Mert the Flirt, who's trialled up okay. 7 from 1, then 9 and 5.
7195 there from Mark Hunter. And Matt Hill in the Monash has got 7 on top. Cepedo from 1, 3 and 5. Match numbers are 7 from 1, 3 and 5. We'll head over to race 8 here, Quinny, and this one's the Lucrif Super Supports Jockeys for 4-year-olds and upwards. It's a 1,200-metre handicap for mares, and the scratchings are 4 Grey Street, 7 Zara Bay and 13 You'll Thrash'em.
Yeah, and it's a competitive betting race as well. Divine Chills heads the market at $3.80. The best back runner, though, is the second elect, number 2, Sullivan Bay, now a $4 quote. Beat Nick $6.50, and then it's $9 or better the rest where we find Foreign Affair. There's been a little bit of interest for Houston Road, $21 initially on offer earlier on in the week, now a $13 chance. But overall, Sullivan Bay just ahead of Divine Chills, the best backed in race 8 on the program.
And Mark, your thoughts on race 8?
My thoughts are, Simon, I haven't got much idea here. I'm going to tip number 2, Sullivan Bay. I think it will find the front again. It was a good win last time. It's a pretty similar field, and I just think in form it'll take running down. To beat number 6, Divine Chills, a good ride, good win at Sandown, probably sits just behind the speed, gets every chance. I threw number 8, Fine Approach, in for 3rd. It's a horse who didn't have the best of luck first up. It'll be running on. And 3, 4, Duress, who I think's going well. It was caught wide last time, and a good chance that'll happen again here. But it is getting fitter. I think it's going okay. I think it's got some chance in a tough race. I don't like the race at all. 2683.
So 2683 numbers from Mark. And Dean, you agree, a pretty tough race this one?
Yes, Simon. I'm going with Adelita here, number 10, who I thought ran pretty well first up. It's got no weight, maps well, but with limited confidence, I'm going with it to beat 6. And that is Divine Chills, who has won 2 of her past 3, at least has got winning form. Sullivan Bay got her own way in front last start. Different scenario here, but Corey Parrish does ride her well, and Sahara Chill has trialled up well for this. But a tough race, 10-6-2-5.
10-6-2-5 from Dean. Matt Hilt's got Henry Dwyer's horse on top here, number 9, Foreign Affair, over 6-10-1, 9-6-10-1. Which brings us to the last race. Number 9 is for OTI Racing. It's a 1,400 metre handicap, Quinny, with no scratchings.
No, and there's been a well-backed runner here. Number 3, Tried and Tied, 26 down to 11. Punters looking to spec the Jared McLean train runner in the lucky last. It's a competitive race. Schism, a $3.40 favourite, out from $3.20. Aeroline, a $7.50 second elect. Honoris, 8. Here to there, $8.50. Invincible, 10. Vital Importance, 11. Kendallwood Speed Spec, 12 into 11, just back out to 12. Mahani, 26 down to 19, a bit of a go there at odds. Overall, though, the best back runner won at big odds. Number 3, Tried and Tied.
So, Dino, do you think Kendallwood will take up the running here?
I'm not sure here, Simon, to be honest. He's a better on-pace runner at a mile. Horse like Mahani would usually lead, but he's back in distance with the blinkers off. Maybe Aeroline, Schism, and Here to There will be proactively ridden from out wide. They're probably the speed runners, but it's a tough finish. Not a lot of winning form in this sort of grade of late. I'm going with Aeroline because he's got a big weight drop and was a bit better last start, but with limited confidence. Schism's going really well, but she's been running against the mares, takes on the males here. 12 Vital Importance through the same form line. And 3 Tried and Tired, that run last start in isolation puts him in a great chance. He just doesn't win very often anymore, but that's the Shahidzi form line, and that's good enough to run well here. 5, 8, 12 and 3.
5, 8, 12, 3 from Dino. And Mark, how are we rounding out the card?
I'm almost embarrassed to root out my tip here. Simon, number 1, Kendallwood. Like Dino, I didn't know where to go. It's a very tough race. He hasn't raced for a month. I think his best form would win. He may well be gone, but, geez, he'll get a nice run just behind this speed. If he can capture his best form, he's right in the finish. To beat number 8, Schism, going very well, but does have to take on the males here. 13 here to there, not as well off at the weights, but got a hope. And 6 like a day, if you go back to that run last campaign behind Ullman, that would put it in the money somewhere here. Very tough finish, 1, 8, 13 and 6.
1, 8, 13 and 6. Well, Caulfield's his track, isn't it, Mark? When he was with Peter Moody, he won a few races there.
He did indeed. We give him a cheer home on Boxing Day, but it's been a long while between drinks.
Righto. So we'll just recap the best bets. Mark, just going over your each way and your best bet again.
I like races 3, 4 and 5. I'll make my best race 3, number 3, Moonlight's Choice, and race 5, number 12, Bling Dynasty.
Good on you, Mark. Thanks for the input, and enjoy Caulfield this afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.
And Dino, your best.
Simon, my best is in the first data point. I think we can start off with a winner. I think he's got a bit on those. Race 1, number 3.
Data point near race 1. Good to have you back on board, Dean. Enjoy Sir John Monash Stokestone.
Good on you. Thanks, Simon.
And Quinny, I'll say goodbye to you, and you enjoy your afternoon. What was the best back? Just going over the best back for the whole card this afternoon.
Yeah, the two best back runners are stable mates, both from the Mick Kent stable. Race 1, number 3, data point. And then hopefully for favourite backers, Cepedo can get the job done in the feature, which is race 7, the John Monash Stakes. Race 7, number 7, Cepedo. All the rage now at $1.75 and does look a class above, Simon. It's been a pleasure as always. And to everyone having a flutter today, happy punting.
Thank you very much, Nick Quinn. The Caulfield Late Mail with Trent Langscale is due at 11:40. We'll take a break at 27 after 9, and shortly Michael Maxworthy will take a look at the Sunshine Coast.
Ride the night with Trackside. For the first time ever, you can now experience the thrill of Trackside Thoroughbred, craze and harness races under lights. Switching across to night racing from 7 p.m., you'll see Trackside as you've never seen it before. So, light up your night and play Trackside at your local tap venue. Gamble responsibly.
Caribbean Blaster. He blew his rivals apart in his Victoria Cup win. A current track record holder. A winner of the Chariots of Fire. 4-year-old Breeders' Crown and SA Cup. Trainer Andy Gatt says he was the perfect racehorse. Get the facts. Ask someone who has a Blaster. They have perfect gait and constitution. Perfect conformation and 100% toughness. Caribbean Blaster. Standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Here at Sky Sports Radio, we're right behind the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study launched by Cancer Council, but we still want more blokes to sign up. The more the merrier. So if you're between 40 and 74, check out abcstudy.com.au. It's all about investigating the causes of cancer and other diseases. You can find out all the details online, but essentially, if you've not had cancer, researchers want to hear from you. It's a great research initiative and one that could help yourself or a family member in the fight against cancer. And it can all be done from the comfort of home. Sign up today at abcstudy.com.au.
Mum, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
No, Lionel.
No, but there's free delivery, free unpacking, and we'll take away your old washing machine free when you buy any Fisher & Paykel or LG washer from Bingley.
But no free lunch.
No, Mum. Free delivery, free unpacking, and free removal of your old washer.
When you buy any Fisher & Paykel or LG washer from Bingley.
The offer won't last, so be quick. See you in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Remember, Lano, lunch is not included.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It's Queensland Cup Day at the Sunshine Coast. The rail is in the true position for the meeting, and the track has come up a soft five. Michael Maxworthy is online. And Maxie, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Simon. I'm approaching the Sunshine Coast at the moment. We've got beautiful weather, temperature probably around about the mid-20s. And with the rail in the true position today, the jockeys usually get to that crown of the track around about five or six horses off the fence. So looking forward to the card, albeit I don't know that it's going to be easy. Some big fields in particular towards the end of the card.
And do you think there's a chance of getting back to a good four?
Every chance of that. At this time of the year, I think it's more the dew than anything else. We haven't had any rain, but heavy dews in southeast Queensland have just delayed a little bit, so delayed perhaps an upgrade. So, yeah, there's every chance we might get one, Simon.
We'll take a look at the card. The first race is over 1,000 metres. It's the No More Than Two Metro Wins handicap. And the one scratching here is number three, Stella Ombra. An odds-on favourite to start the card. Two tumblers, $1.85. One Irish Constabulary, $3.80. And seven Live Fast Maxi, $6.
Yeah, my confidence level quite high for this first race on the card. We've got a few city slickers here in the shape of Tumbler and Irish Constabulary taking on some country cutties. I think the city horses might be able to dominate, though. Pretty keen on Tumbler number two. She's quite an outstanding mare, but those six wins from only eight starts. Things went wrong at the most recent outing when she ran last at Eagle Farm, but that was Eagle Farm. So let's give her the benefit of the doubt. She's three starts, three wins first up. They sent her to the sunny coast recently for a barrier trial. She won the trial, and she did it pretty cruisy. Smallish field here suits her. She'll sit back in the second half, but she usually comes with a strong run. I've got her in on top of the Irish Constabulary. Loves it here at home. He's 2 for 2 this track and distance. He's got to give her a couple of kilos away to Tumbler, but he's certainly the Quinella horse I feel. Then number seven, Live Fast. Unlucky two back and then got square when he won last time. And number nine, Soldi Damani, the likely leader here. He can hang around and run a place, dropping a lot in the handicaps, and he's going okay. 2-1-7-9.
So 2-1-7-9. The first race number two is a benchmark 70 over 1,200 metres, and the scratchings are two Snitz All Night, four Bold Shot, and six King Red. And with this market, so we've got 10 Muddy Rope, $4.40. 12 Hour Jamaica is at $4.80. And then $8.50 for both 11 Limestone Cowboy and 14 Mr. Bon Vivant.
I'm with the favourite here, number 10, Muddy Road. He's two starts here. His first two races resulted in wins, and they were here at the sunny coast. And then he hit a wet track at Eagle Farm a spell. Now, his return to racing was a couple of Fridays ago at Ipswich. He ran seventh there, but he had no clear running in the home straight. Very tight for room, not able to be fully tested. Drawn a nice gate today. Chris Anderson's popped blinkers on him for the first time. Not a lot of depth to this rating band 70. So number 10 each way, Muddy Road, to beat the 11 Limestone Cowboy. Four runs in heading north. The Stuart Kendrick stables have all been good. It's a lovely run from the rails draw. Then number 12 out Jamaica. She steps it up the Saturday grade for the first time. She's a high-speed horse. I think she can hang around and run a place. And then Sagamama, the big greys. They're two runs back from the spell, and although ninth last start, only two lengths behind the winner, the Perpetrator. 10, 11, 12, and 1.
10, 11, 12, and 1 there in the second, the third race, a benchmark 90 over 1,400 metres. And 6 is the scratching here, Brotherly Secret. 7, Band of Spice is at $4. 9, Bushy is at $4.20. $6 for 10, Spur Le Jeu, and $9.50 for 2, 8's a Party.
This is a big drop back in grade for number 7, Banda Spice. Earlier this year, she was beaten around about 2 lengths behind Sir Moments in the Sunny Coast Cup this track and distance. And then last start in the Glasshouse a fortnight ago, although 8 behind Monsieur Gustave, she was only 3 lengths behind them. Big drop back in grade. Tiff Brooker's 1.5 off. Brings her back to the minimum 54, and she's got a nice alley. I think she can bounce back today. Banda Spice, number 7. To beat number 9, Bushy. 2 runs back have been terrific. 3rd to cruising speed, and then he got that win last week. He's on a 7-day backup. Jeff Lloyd in gate 1 is a positive. And then we've got number 10 in the mix, Fur Legere. Loves it here at home. He's the stablemate to Banda Spice. Ran on strongly the other day to get up and score a most authoritative win. And then 8's a party, number 2, the knockout horse. He's up to this. Got a wide alley, a little on the fresh side, but he can get home strongly, pick up some of the money. 7, 9, 10 and 2.
7, 9, 10, 2, the numbers there in the third over to race number 4. And this one's for 2-year-olds over 1,200. The scratchings here are 2, 5, 6, 7, 12, 14 and 17. And in this market, Maxi, one Bring It Home Pop is the $3.90 favourite. We've then got $5.50 for 13 Red Hot Miss and $6 for 4 Shogun Sun, as well as 10 Lady Luck.
Yeah, I like Lady Luck each way here. Quite keen on her on an each way basis as well. Her 2 runs back have been stakes races during the carnival on a Saturday. First up, she ran 7th to Stella Girl. She went back from the outside gate and then ridden negatively again, and she was 6 behind Curdle. And just whacked away in the home straight. Back to 1,200. Blinker's first time on Lady Luck. I think she's definitely top 3 material at the $6. To beat one at Bring It Home Pop, he was moderate on Ipswich Cup Day. And then he went like a star here at the Sunny Coast a fortnight ago. Beating a lot of the opposition here. Does rise in the handicaps. Does come into stall 9 from 13 with the scratchings. Then I got Saxton Rock, who ran a nice 3rd to Bring It Home Pop. And then number 13, we've got Red Hot Miss. There's a big rap on her. The first that run was okay, closing to finish 5th behind Dream Kissed. She's certainly worthy of another chance. But 10 each way to beat 1, 3 and 13.
So 10 from 1, 3, 13 to 4th race, 5 a class, 6 over 1,600. Take out 2 Abaha, 3 Steeman, 8 Precipitate, as well as 14 Trumpet. And 9 Biantic is the $4.40 in this favourite in this field. $6 for 7 Cashing Up. $7.50 for 5 Moonlight Dancer and $9 for 1 Flying Light and 4 Monteau.
Yeah, the market sort of stood on its head this morning with the scratchings of the top 2 in the betting, Steeman and Abaha, so a total rethink now. I'm with the 7, the 11, the 12 and the 9. Oh, I'm going with Cashing Up here, number 7. 2 runs back here at the Sunny Coast were quite good, and then he ran 8 behind Cruising Speed, just a moderate run. But I think getting back to the mile is good. Track and distance winner. His stats over the 1,600 are pretty good. Robbie Fradd, no weight, low draw. So Cashing Up on top here, number 7. Confidence level not that high here. Got him in on top, though, of number 11, Gouldie. And now with Kelvin Hickmont, the ex-Godolphin and Steve O'Day runner. He'll get back run on here. This is very achievable for Gouldie. Then number 12, Lascar. His first that run was quite good. The big fella, he's had a number of trials, should strip pretty fit here. And then 9, Biantic, a good winner at the Gold Coast at a big price recently. Tricky race, but at this point, 7, 11, 12 and 9.
7, 11, 12 and 9 there in race 5. First leg of the quaddy is race number 6, and there's no scratchings here. This one is a class 6 over 1,200 metres. We've got $3.70 for 4, Stella Ombra. $6.50 for both 6, Barnsley, as well as 13, Oradonna. And then $7.50 for 7 Beat Street, as well as 14 Our Story.
Yeah, the market says there's a lot of chances, and that there is in this Class 6 plate. I went for 2 to beat 7, 13 and 6. I'm just going to take the punt on this Toowoomba galloper, Agapantha, who's recently been transferred to Tony Gollan. Now that he's proven, well, he shows that he's maybe a Saturday standard horse. He's only had 10 starts, 5 wins, 4 placings. Little claim for Lani Fancourt. He's an on-pacer. I think he's very well placed here. His 2 wins in Toowoomba have been quite good. Last night he flew out to lead, steadied, and then went for home at the top of the straight, responded well, won by length and a quarter. So we'll go with him to beat number 7, Beat Street. He won well first up at the midweeks, likes it here at home. Number 13, Oradonna, she too loves it here at the Sunny Coast. 6, Barnsley. He's tough, this fellow. He's on a 6-day backup. He was 1350 back to the 1,000. He handled that quite well. He's back to his better trip, I think, 1,200 metres today. And, look, a few other chances as well. Definitely Stella Ombra. Got that firm track in the rocky new market. On pace, obliged to race wide. That's not him. A little bit of sting out of the ground. Bit colder. I think he can run on. And the other one, Tansy. Give him a chance too. He's had a little bit of a freshen up. But lots of chances, principally 2-7, 13-6.
2-7, 13-6 there in race 6. Over to the feature, race 7, the pro, or the pool pro, Queensland Cup. It's at listed level over 2 miles, and the one scratching is number 6, War Baby, which has come out. And with the market maxi, 4 My Diamantine is $3.90, 5 Richard of York, $4, 2 Soviet Carriage at 5, and 3 Araldo Jr. at $7.50. You think the chance, the winning chances this year are in the top few in the market there?
Yeah, I think so, although it's a tricky race. I mean, it's going to be a great spectacle, but some of these Europeans can mix their form. You just don't know what you're going to get with some of them. So I'm going with My Diamantine, trained by Brian Smith. I was talking to Brian earlier this morning, and I said, what about the gate, 15 out of 15? And he said that the instructions are likely to be, let us stride forward. I think they start at the 1,200, and he said by the time they get into the home straight, he's hoping she can be in the first 3 or 4. She ran fourth in this race 12 months ago, seemingly running out for 2 miles. Fourth, two back in the Tats Cup, only beaten a length behind Rudy. And then she was second in the Caloundra Cup over the mile and a half to the subsequent Grafton Cup winner in Supply and Demand. The alley is nasty for My Diamantine, but I'll go with her. She's fit to beat 5, Richard of York. He's one of these imports. Very good two back at Randwick. Second over the 3,200 on the heavy 10. And then he went missing last start. Number 2, Sweet Curry, or Soviet Courage, I've got in the picture. And also number 8, Paragon. Pretty reliable, this fellow, Paragon. He's an on-pacer on the limit handicap. Lots of chances, but My Diamantine giving her the tick. Number 4, to win the Queensland Cup from 5, 2 and 8.
4, 5, 2, 8 there in race 7. Across to race 8, this one's for the 3-year-olds over 1,000 metres. Scratchings are 7, Melbourne Estate, 12, Mr. Bellagio, and 14, Jaden Tom. And with this market maxi, $4.60 for your favourite, number 2, Oink, $5.50 for 5, Versky, $6 for 1, Sundance, and $6.50 for both 3, Machani Olobo, and 10, Publishing Power.
Yeah, it's a bit tricky. I was giving Jaden Tom a good chance, but she's the late scratching out of this race. With the 10, though, Publishing Power for Toowoomba Galloper, trained by Ben Curry. Only lightly raced, 7 starts, just the 1 win, but 5 minors. I thought he was very good first up over the unsuitable 800 metres at Ipswich. Second to good to be great. All he needed was one more stride, and he would have won it. I think up to the 1,000 is good. He's got enough speed to put himself in the top 3 or 4. To beat number 2, Oink, the issue with this guy is he's 1,600 5 weeks ago back to the 1,000, but he's the classy galloper here and likes it on the fresh side. Then I've got number 1, Sundance. Not that long ago, he won this track and distance leading all the way here. And then I've thrown the 8 in Miss Beneteau, the ex-New South Wales galloper. Hasn't had a recent public trial, but she's got decent form in New South Wales, in particular on slightly rain-affected tracks. So she might get her hooves in slightly today, which will help her. She's now trained locally by Trevor Miller. But number 10, Publishing Power, to beat 2, Oink, and then 1 and 8.
That's in race number 8, and over to race 9, the class 3 over 1,400, 1 Bourbon Road, 6 Gouldian, and 15 Reset Me, I'm Wild of the scratchings, as well as the bottom two emergencies, 20 and 21. And with the market on the closer, Maxi, 16 Sweet Adeline is at $5.50, $6.50 for 7 Lord Marmaduke, 7 for 10 Miss Dubois, and $9.50 for both 8 Ragazzo del Corsa, and 12 Tap This, and there is the one there at $9. That's 11 Natural Black.
What price was the 4 again there, Simon, the Perpetrator?
The Perpetrator, $17 at the moment.
$17, wow. Mm. look, I've got him in on top. He is coming out of a race where he met quite a number of these horses 2 weeks ago and he got up to win it, including a Sweet Adeline, who ran 7th behind him, but it's one of those blanket finishers, which is a little bit of a concern doing form. But, look, he likes this track and distance. He's trained locally. So I've got him in on top. Do like the price. To beat number 7, Lord Marmaduke, Always had plenty of ability, this fellow. They let him run at Ballina the other day on a very heavy track, and he won it. Does like ease in the ground. Should get that today. Then 16, Sweet Adeline. Yes, she did run 7 to the Perpetrator. She was running up behind them at 200 metres mark, but in the big field, they were tight for room. There was no room for her. She wasn't tested at all. Got a whitish gate to contend with here, but she's going well. She's now trained by Brian and Daniel Guy. Number 10's in the mix, Miss Dubois, an interesting runner now with Matthew Dunn, formerly Patrick Payne. Ran 4th in a stakes race in Adelaide back on the 20th of May. She'll get back and run on. We'll appreciate the big stretches here at the Sunny Coast. Big watch on her. We're 14 in the mix there. Andari is the knockout horse, but principally 4, 7, 16 and 10. Simon, I thought the better bet on the card today was Banda Spice in one of the earlier races. I think she's engaged in race 3, so Banda Spice is the best bet, and we can back her each way.
Good on you, Maxi. Enjoy Queensland Cup Day.
Okay, thanks, Simon. Bye-bye.
So, Michael Maxworthy there. Shortly, Gary Harley will take a look at racing at Newcastle.
Day and night, Sky Sports Radio provides the winning edge to your punting day on the National Racing Service. Time and time again, Tab Market Movers find you the winners.
We might chuck in a market mover here of Poetic Rage. Jared Fry, Michael Friedman, $23 into 14 each way, $3.50 the plate.
And Poetic Ray, a local, will win the last.
Tab Market Movers, covering every racing code right throughout the National Racing Service. Here on Sky Sports Radio.
Your business premises really needs a fresh fit out. But the bank says no.
You need to move fast, but they still say no.
You haven't got time for paperwork, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Enjoy the best of winter listed racing from the opulence of the Grandview Restaurant at Royal Randwick. Indulge in a 3-course meal and beverage package designed by our award-winning executive chef.
Located on level 1 of the QE2 grandstand,
the Grandview is perfectly positioned to view all the action on the track. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au.
That's theatc.com.au.
Aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians, Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study.
If you've not had cancer, other than non-melanoma skin cancer, researchers want to hear from you.
Guys, if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up today at abcstudy.com.au. It's easy to do and can be done from home in your own time.
So come on, help yourself, your family and future generations in the fight against cancer. abcstudy.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, and welcome back to Saturday Racing HQ. It's coming up to 13 minutes to 10 o'clock. Gary Harley's online. We'll take a look at Newcastle. Gaz, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. It's a bit overcast here. I'm at the track, just arrived here, but I don't think there's any sign of rain. There's no rain forecast today. There was a little bit, I think, overnight, a mill or so, but it's all gone, and it's a good program. It's a big day here, Simon. It's the Clubs in New South Wales Pink Race Day for breast cancer. We've got about 800 booked into the 3 function rooms here, so it's going to be a massive day, but the race meeting's very good as well.
You're going to stick with Chris Lees at the moment, don't you? He's having a good run, isn't he?
Yeah, mate, about 152 winners, I think he's had. Chris's best season before this season in the, 14-odd years he's been training was 118. He's up to 152. He's got good chances today. He's got some terrific chances at Cessna on Monday. We've got 2 more weeks to go, but who knows what he's going to finish with. He's had a great year.
Well, let's take a look at the program, Gary. Race 1, Stuart 11.49. It's a maiden over 1,850. And the scratchings are 4 Lucky Tiger, along with 9 Secret Mistress and 10 Verve Girl. And the market, Race 1's got 2 Delacroix, $1.95, 1 Jagger, $3.90, and 7 Vindex, $5.50.
Well, with a scratching of Lucky Tiger, he does look a good thing, number 2 Delacroix. Trainer Chris Swallow. If you go back to his run two starts back at Canterbury, so I mean, he's only beaten half a length there in a 1900 metre race. This is 1850 today. Finished close up one third of Hawkesbury before that. He should beat this field, number two. The top eight Jagger, or the number one Jagger, looks a danger after running 30 the other day in a mile race. He did get beat about three lengths that day, but he did go okay. And he's a definite chance. That wasn't a bad race that day when he ran third in that maiden. Number seven is the third pick in the race for me, which is Vindex, and number six, Two of Arsa. But gee, I think the favourite's a good thing, with number one the only possible danger.
Okay, then, so that's Delacroix to get us some money in the bank to begin with in race one. Race number two is a maiden over 1,200 metres, Gary, and the scratching is number eight, Naya. With this market, equal favourites, four, Erythia, and seven, Morzuna. They're both at $2.80, $6 for five Dazzles, and $8.50 for one Cha-Cha.
The Snowdens have got three terrific chances here today, and this is one of them, Morzuna. I got her on top, Fastnet Rock Filly. Her last two runs have been at Warwick Farm, Simon, on a heavy nine. She got beat about two lengths there by Wild Heart and Curdle. Curdle went to Brisbane and won a good race at the Carnival. And after that, her last run, she got beat two lengths at Warwick Farm behind Naviro. She was looking for a run when they straightened up. And Kieran McAvoy switched inside horses at the 200, and she chased home pretty good. Now, even though the rail's out, we're on the big track today, really long straight. And I think that'll suit her ideally. Back from 1,400 to 1,200, no problem with that. Seven on top. The other equal favourites are danger. Of course, Erythia from the Bjorn Baker's stable. First up today on the back of a real good Rosehill trial win recently. Has had four starts for three placings. It's definitely the main threat. Number five, Dazzles. Here the other day, race too keen early and in the middle stages when he runs second, beating a couple of lengths. If she settles better today, she'll run some sort of a race. And number six, the Exchequer, who was placed the other day at Wyong. 7-4-5-6.
7-4-5-6 there, the second. The third event, a maiden over 1,400 metres. The one scratching here is six, Divine Nature. Nine, Almighty for the Snowdens is 2.70. Eight, Zephyrine, 3.40. And in between that pair, Gary, five, St. Denis is 3.10.
Oh, that's better than either Snowden horse here, Almighty. He's an exceedingly excelled colt. Two-year-old he is, racing against the Open, but that don't matter. I mean, they're two-year-old, they're three-year-old on the 1st of August. He's only had one run here, and he run third. He was beaten about four and a half lengths, but I'll tell you what happened, Simon. There was 13 in the race. It was on the Beaumont track, on a good track, back on June 27. He was back in the last three or four during the run. And he got badly hampered. He got carried right off to the track onto horse's heels at one stage in the race. And then he ran on really good at the end of 12.50. 1,400 today, that'll suit him ideally. Thought he was a better of the day for me. St. Denis, I was on it the other day here. Was ridden back as we expected. Jeff tends to give it every chance. Got it to the outside in the small field. Hit the line hard, but couldn't pick up the winner, Pure Rebel. Pure Rebel went to Gosford and won on Tuesday. So that form around it's okay. Number eight is my third pick, Zephyrine for the Godolphin team. She just goes average, but she's had two runs back and hasn't gone too bad in both races. And number seven, Vandaloon, 9.587.
So 9.587 there, the third. The fourth race is a Class 2 over 1,600 metres, and there's nothing scratched here. We've got a field of nine, Gaz, $3 for three, LeBrook, $3.90 for both four, Arrows Destiny, as well as six, No Effort Needed, and $6 for seven, Black Platinum.
Nice race for LeBrook. He's one of the Australian bloodstock team, trainer Chris Lees. He's only won two out of 16, but he's had six placings. But he has had issues, this horse, and he's going really good at the moment. He's been placed in three of his last four, and those three placings for all at Hawkesbury. Comes back to his home track today. He was only beaten half a length there the other day in a mile race. 1,600 today, same distance. I think he'll get the money. Number six is my second pick, No Effort Needed. Was in a very winnable race at Cessnock on Monday, so Jason's decided to run here. A win and four placings from her last five starts. She can go a bit fierce at times. She don't settle as good, but If Josh Adams gets to settle all right, she'll take a ton of beating here. Number four, Arrow's Destiny, going well down on the south coast for Teresa Bader. And number seven, Best of the Others, Black Platinum, a last up winner at Kembla. 3, 6, 4, 7.
So 3, 6, 4, 7 there in race four. We'll take a look at the first leg of the quaddie. Our race number five is a two-year-old maiden over 1,200. And the scratchings are numbers 1, 2, 13 and 14. $1.85 here for number seven, Smart Edge. 6 for 3, D'Argento. $7.50 for 4, Hanzing.
What price is number six?
Nationality, $8, Gary.
I like it. It's a sister. Brother, should I say. A half brother to Samantha Miss, the champion filly that Chris Lee's at. Thought the trial at Gosford the other day was very good on a heavy track. I know there's a massive rap on the Snowden horse, the odds on favourite, but I'm going to go with the one I've seen, Barrier 1. Gibbo riding, I think it'll run a good race. This is a terrific race, mate. I think it'll be hard to beat. Now, the Snowden horse, number 7, the odds on the favourite, Smart Edge. The trials have been very good. He ran second in a Roseville trial recently, just beaten by Byzantium. Byzantium, I think it just went fair the other day at Wyong. This horse got back midfield. He stirred it up a bit in the straight angling, and it ran on very strong in the end. Prior to that, it won a race at Randwick with Ty Anglin on. Again, he rode it up close, out wide. No pressure on it all and won well. I heard Peter on our radio station this morning. He's pretty confident about all his horses today, so I'd expect it'll run well. Number four's at a race start when it ran third at Kembla. Most of them are first starters, but it's not. That was way back in January. It's run third in a recent Roseville trial. And number eight, Super X. Mark Newman's whacked blinkers on it today. Mark told me on Thursday it goes okay, but it's got an ordinary draw. And it'll get back about midfield, but it's not hopeless. Hot two-year-old race. I went for the one at $8, 6, 7, 4 and 8.
6, 7, 4, 8 there in race 5. Race 6.
By the way, Simon, before you've won the... I believe that Juventus in the race number 5, the Chris Lees, he's a half to Lee Romain.
Oh, OK so then.
We've got a couple of blue bloods there. Him and Chris's other horse, the half to Samantha Mess.
Okay, so Juventus and Nationality there. We'll keep an eye on those two in race 5. Over to race 6, Gary. This one's a class 1 over 900, and the scratchings are 3 Moss Rye and 9 Pilot Error. For the second leg of the quaddy, 1 Baltic Whispers at 220, 2 Yays and Nays 310, and 6 Superlight 390.
Simon, they will go like the wind. The two at the top, all they know is hit the ground and run. I'm with Yays and Nays. Barrier 1, R. Thompson, he's at the Hawks family have got him. I think it's their only runner for the day. And always when they bring their horses here on a Saturday, they try to get Robert on them, and he's on this one. They've had a lot of success at these Saturday meetings at combination. One well at Wyom the other day. 4 placings in a row before that. That's the 5 starts for this Poets Boys filly. And gee, she's got some speed, and I'm sure Rob will use that out of Barrier 1 today. The favourite goes real good too. Number 1, Baltic Whisper. Chad Lever back from an overseas holiday riding here today. Bjorn Baker's got it. Won a trial easily at Roseville recently. Beat Sonic Swish, who's in town today and fancied. This horse won a race very easy at Gosford one day back in December. Over 1,000 metres, led all the way. It's just got terrific speed. It's got Barrier 2. Yays and Days has got Barrier 1. So I can't see any of the others crossing these two in the race. They should be in the firing line all the way. It's only 900 metres. 2 to beat 1, Best of the Others, 6 and 5.
So 2 from 1, 6 and 5 there in race 6. Over to race 7, Gaz. And 1,300 for this class 2. Take out number 2, It's So Obvious. $2.50 for the favourite here, number 6, Rosetta's Way.
I think it'll win Rosetta's Way. Gerald scratched it from Wyong, I think it was Thursday, to run here. Its last two runs have been very good. It ran second here on this track on June 22 behind Live to Dream, and it's gone on from there. That was a good race. Then it only got beat half a length at Wyong to Rhymes in another good race. Nice barrier. Keegan Latham aboard. I think it'll win. One Lucky Fish. He's a better horse on a dry track, and he's on a soft six today, but... it just depends. If the track's improving a bit, he'll be hard to beat. The key to him is, Simon, he never wins. Mark Newnham, he'll tell you, he's very unreliable. He's run 1 out of 20. But if he gets an easy run in front, a soft run, and they don't take him on, he could run some sort of a race here. He's raced better fields than this. Longchamp last number 7, placed in the last 4 starts all on this track. David Atkins scratched her from Scone yesterday to run here, and 3 see the show. 6173.
So 6173, the numbers there in race 7. And over to the last, Gary. Race 8, a benchmark 65 over 1400. Scratchings are numbers 1 and 8. 2 plus C is at 220. 4 Ella Walking, 420. And 5 Our Beatnik is at 460.
He's too good for these Placier. He's a very smart horse, trainer David Atkins. You just want him to settle a bit. And look, I went through these last night. I can't see much speed at all in this race, and that is the worry, because he can get up on the bit. He did that early in the race here the other day, and Robert Thompson settled him, his last start, after a little while, and he rocketed home. He got under 34 for his last 600 the other day, and he chased home Stain and nearly run it down, give it 6 lengths, and run it to half a length. Stain's won 3 of the trot, went straight to town and won the other day for the Snowdens. Look, long as he settles all right, he'll be a lot closer today from the good Barry, I'm sure. It's not a big field. He's a pretty smart horse. I thought he'd win. Number 3, Buwan Natal. Buwan Natal likes a wet track.